been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Come.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ready and anxious to go through the top stories this week from Talkers Magazine. This is the DJV interpretation with the DJVers Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan. Here to go through the charts for the week of August 17th to the 21st from Talkers Magazine. There are a lot of things that have happened this week. Changes here, changes there. Sometimes week to week, the countdown may not seem as if it's that different because a lot of the issues, certainly the last 4, 5, 6 months, have been the same or related. Not necessarily this week. There are a lot of things in the story list this week and people list that hopefully we'll have time to get to, ladies, in this hour, with your comments and observations. Let's start at number 10. The situation with the wildfires in California, because I've been in California this week, and Jennifer, you're there all the time. The wildfires and the annual, it's a ritual, these fires. And the fact that they were set is so, it's just...
Well, not all of them, so, actually. So,
well, you know what I mean.
No. In the northern part of, there is one fire that was set that we know of by a homeless person, and that person's been apprehended. But there are 367 fires burning right now in the state that they know of, because the smoke is so bad. Imagine this. They can't even get an idea from the air of all the fires that are burning because the smoke is so heavy. But up in Northern California, where many of these fires are breaking out, there have been lightning strikes, like thousands of lightning strikes, and that has been actually setting off these fires. Now, it is propelled by a lot of uncleared brush. When I was growing up, I've said this to you for years and years and years.
It's the same story year after year.
When I was growing up,
with it. Oh my God,
every year the fire department would come and say, you have to clear your brush, you have to do this, you have to do that. Now that is gone. And so it's really poor mismanagement, certainly, and firefighters are stretched really thin this year, more thin than in other years. They're bringing
his resources you guys
from out of the state.
And
they did, actually, last time. But, yes, that's right.
Yeah,
I don't know that they're doing
that
because of coronavirus.
Well, there's a huge COVID outbreak with the prisoner firefighters, which sounds ridiculous that prisoners are
right.
Firefighters. But there was a huge outbreak and so of the virus. And so now you guys are even more shorthanded. So it sounds like it's just a mess.
Wow. All right, number 9. Victoria, you carried or covered this in a conversation we had on the weekday DJV program. So if you'd like to bring us up to speed on what Stephen Bannon has been charged with, there's a sleazebag and a half, man. If this guy didn't always reek of being a sleaze, now you understand by listening to this, if you haven't heard the story yet, why he certainly fits the bill.
Yeah. So what Steve Bannon is accused of, he was arrested this week, and he is charged with federal fraud and money laundering. Prosecutors allege that he and three other people diverted funds from donations made to a nonprofit group called We Build the Wall. And so essentially they went and they did fundraising for this nonprofit where people gave private money to build the wall in Mexico or between the U.S.-Mexico border. And then they wanted to essentially finance it privately for sections of it. And then apparently they created sham invoices, sham accounts. They laundered a portion of almost $25 million in these nonprofit funds. That's how much money they raised. And
how do guys like this get to be so prominent? How do people that are
no
so
idea.
Obviously...
I don't know
scumbags.
Anything about Steve Bannon's background, to be honest. I have no idea. I know he was at Breitbart or was the head of it or whatever, but I don't know his background. But prosecutors are saying that at least $1 million that they've tracked was funneled from Bannon to a separate nonprofit in order to conceal the money, and essentially he spent it on, he was on a yacht off the coast of Connecticut. Brian Kolfage, the organization, We Build the Wall, that organization, the founder and president, he paid for personal home renovations with this money, among other items. They had a group GoFundMe page that they were raising even more money. That was deleted on Wednesday of this week. So each, the maximum sentence for each charge is 20 years. Four of these guys have multiple charges. So if they're found guilty, they're probably all going to jail for a very long time.
Yeah. All right. Well, couldn't happen to a nicer guy as far as I can
right.
see.
Well, and just to tell the complete story, he said he didn't do it. So
well, that's what I'm saying, allegedly and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think we have to wait and see how it all plays out because there has been, as you know, a lot of people who use their position of power in the government to go after their opponents.
Yep, that's very true. No question about that. That one, you're right on that one, on that side of it, Jennifer. Number 8, our relationship with China and others. You know, what comes to, well, I think last week during this time and almost in this position, there was a story about Israel making a deal with the United Arab Emirates. This week, they made another deal with, I forget what the country was, but for those who are down on Benjamin Netanyahu because of his politics or political point of view, I would say that maybe people ought to stand back a little bit and see how these things are happening. I have not talked to too many of my friends over there about the specifics that involve these deals, but when I see Hamas trying to blow things up after the announcement of these sort of peace accords, that means there's something good to them. So
from what I hear, they're actually more on the way, and
that
they'll be revealed over the next couple of weeks, more countries coming into this.
Yeah.
And I just have to say, this is the bit of hypocrisy that drives people like me nuts, and that is that if President Obama brokered a deal like what the Trump administration did, he'd be handed a Nobel Peace Prize. Instead, mm-hmm. people try to downplay it, and they don't give Trump the credit that he deserves for this.
But why is that? When did all this? That's a good thing for us to examine for a moment or two. When and where and how did it get to the point that there is it right now it's skewed toward the negative stuff is skewed toward Republicans, the Republican administration, people who are left of center think the people who are right of center are no good. Not that that hasn't always been the case, but, you know, there used to be the Republicans would made a lot of noise about the lefties. But what brings about this particular in this league? Can you go back, Jennifer, and point to the issue or the time when the switch was flipped so that there was this complete overtaking of the news
media?
No
way. It started in the Bush administration, and it started, I think it started,
was it Iraq?
The divide, I think.
It started?
Well, I think the divide in our country started, well, the divide has always been there, let's be honest. It's really
yeah,
head, people
like
come together
now.
Based on
not
all
like
of
that.
But, we have multiple platforms that are... Okay, we have platforms that are playing into it that weren't always there. People can say whatever they want on Twitter. They can say whatever they want on Facebook. That adds to the feelings of division. Whenever you look at social media, you turn on and you see somebody with a very strident view. Okay, so that's number one. There are things at play that we never had before. But, and we also have a 24-hour news cycle, which plays up all of this. So you have those two things going on. But I really believe that the most recent crack happened in Iraq when, and this, I think Democrats believe there was blood in the water, went the weapons of mass destruction thing. They backed away from Iraq, even though every single one of them voted for it, Hillary Clinton included, to go into Iraq. They all backed away. They saw the blood in the water, and then they started trying to divide and use that against Republicans, even though everybody was unanimously in favor of going into Iraq for the most part. I think only Bernie Sanders was one that didn't want to go in. And quite frankly, President Trump, as a private citizen, said it was a mistake. So then you go into President Obama's world, and I don't think people saw a big effort of Obama to try to unify anybody. I think there was this idea that there was somebody who was up there morally trying to look down on people who had different beliefs. And that's what bothered me, I guess, just and I don't think I'm the only one, about the convention this week, is that there wasn't a lot of meat to chew on. It was a lot of Trump hatred, and then a lot of people saying, well, if you don't agree with me, you're a bad person, or you don't believe in love, or you don't believe if we have a difference of opinion. And that homogenized way of thinking is really dangerous. We should be able to celebrate that we're different instead of making everybody have the same thought, because the truth is that no one is 100% right.
Do you think that the RNC
is actually going to focus on substance? I really do.
Well,
I think they'll be
I was
going to
say unification. Do you think that there's
going to
be, like, let's embrace people on the left? Because as a person on the left, I haven't gotten any of that.
The messages at the DNC did nothing to make me feel like I would be part of anything if any of these people won.
No, I agree with the idea that you're running,
I mean, there was no effort to bring other people into this umbrella. It was all about how terrible I am because I've backed up Trump, or how terrible I am because I don't agree, or how hateful I am because I have a different opinion. And so, yeah, it's hurtful to me because I don't think that there's going to be unity for the next four years, no matter what.
And we don't have a crystal ball, but do you suspect, or do you think that the RNC is going to offer something for someone like me? Do you think that I'm going to feel I'm included in anything there?
It's going to reach out, I think, more to the middle. The people
I think
there is going to be more substance offered by the Republicans, yes, because they're going to talk about the economy, law and order, and safety. And so, yes, I believe there'll be more substance than we got from Democrats. That being said, the split with Obama, I think, started, and then we had Trump come in, and no one wanted to work with him either, and here we are today.
Yeah. Coming up, the number 8 item is a focus on the relationship we have with China, especially the Middle East was in there, but I think China is the number one focus of most people's comments. So we'll get to that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV gang. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience? Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason, or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. I know it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days. It really will change the way you look. Power Swabs. Remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. All right, Doug came up with some stuff this week that's pertinent to number 8, and that is all of the things that we need to take back from China the supply chain. How many people realize, this is putting it into perspective in a manner of speaking, that we last year spent $186 billion buying things, computer electronics made in China, $50 billion buying electrical equipment made in China, $44 billion with manufacturing equipment made in China, basic machinery, $38, $39 billion, clothing, $30 billion, fabricated metal, $27 billion, furniture, $27 billion, transportation equipment, $22 billion. Chemicals and drugs, $22 billion. Plastic and rubber products, $21 billion. Leather and similar goods, $27 billion. We spent $540 billion last year buying crap made in China. That seems to me to be something that ought to put people right on their heels, understanding that and that the trade. We only spent, $120 billion buying, they only spent $120 billion buying stuff from us. So that ought to put it all in perspective, I think. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership. The Dental Discount Savings Plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
Covenant Church of Spokane, Washington is being sued by Planned Parenthood for holding an outdoor church service monthly in a public area next to Planned Parenthood's building. And Pacific Justice Institute has filed papers to defend against this lawsuit.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Now, 23 after the hour. This is the DJV overview of the hot hits in talk radio, our talk radio review, which is coupled with a conversation that Michael Harrison and I have every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, going through the stories that are always published at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. In fact, is where you go to see this list every week, should you want to, should you desire to see it, the story list, the people list. We're at number 7, the Black Lives Matter movement and race relations in our country. Observations, I made mine, I think it was early in the week, or maybe it was last week, when I was talking about the article from Dorothy Roberts, the idea, as I put forth, black jeans, white jeans, all the same, the Black Lives Matter. I got involved in a conversation with my dentist, as a matter of fact, who's an Asian. And so we got to talking. She's from South Korea. And, she knows I do a radio program, and she's curious about my take on things. So she asks questions, and I give her my spin. And she more wants to know what people are saying about this. Is it all about Black Lives Matter? And because she feels and other friends of hers who are here as normalized citizens, that their lives matter. So what about, and, you know, why can't we have Korean Lives Matter?
In my neighborhood and in my community, we have a heavily Hispanic community. And what I've noticed from people in my circles on social media, at least, people who have come here to this country from Mexico and particularly, and have come here and have worked and have worked hard and have made something, seem to be really resentful of the BLM movement. And it's not just like one person. I've actually seen this a lot in my
feed. I sensed it a little this week too.
Yeah, there's, and that's what's really weird about being here, because we are such a melting pot and we have so many different people from other places. And there is a lot of tension because of it. And that's not something that's
made up. Well, then they're foreign people who don't understand the history of America. So, you know.
Now if we're going to be a melting pot.
But they see America as the land of, they see America as opportunity, and they feel that everybody here has opportunity. And
because they came here willingly, not as slaves. So they came here and they have had opportunity.
The slave movement is over. There are black people aren't slaves today.
The backfire of this movement is that it makes people feel like they still are slaves. And you said something earlier about how it's driven by white people. It is. The Black Lives Matter movement is actually driven by white people who feel guilty.
I was watching an episode of Shark Tank last night on the plane on the way back here. There was a black man who grew up in Brooklyn. He was an orphan. He grew up with nothing. He lived on the streets. He survived by getting cans out of garbage buckets and selling them so he could feed himself. He went on to accomplish fabulous things in high school, got a full scholarship to Harvard, became an entrepreneur in some field that wasn't related at all to what he was doing on Shark Tank. But he brought an idea in there, and he talked readily about his skin color and what he fought as a kid growing up and how he survived and how he made it with all these things against him, and the embrace that he got from the five people at Shark Tank, and how he made it. Ultimately he was able to sell whatever his idea was, but it was just a story that you could see, you could fit any number of people into it who survived because they had the will to survive or wanted to survive. And he talked about, you know, how even though he was black and had all kinds of things going against him, he just decided himself that he was going to take nothing and make something out of it. And I just thought, you know, it could apply to anybody. It applied to my father, who was an orphan too. So that's where the black and white stuff, I kind of put an X through it when it comes to some of these things. At any rate, we move on and carry on in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you found found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you.
We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Where do you go in Shasta County to get advice on the best type of firearm to meet your needs and how to safely carry and use it? The answer is to join the revolution at locally owned Bastiani Arms. Bastiani Arms believes in a better way to serve their customers and providing them with all the information needed to make the right decisions before and after the sale. They have a large selection of guns and ammunition and always special discounts for veterans. Self-protection is your right. Join the revolution at Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane in Reading, 222-8222.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Observations worthy of note, if you will. Worth your time to spend some time listening to us each week. Take an overview, standing back, if you will. With the chart, items and information here. Talkers Magazine does the research. We do the conversation. Number 6 on the list of all the economic challenges. And I'm just guessing here as we take this apart, who knows anything more about the stimulus? Because isn't our economy at the moment kind of hanging in the balance, waiting to hear?
Feels like it. That's a great way to describe it. It feels like it.
So
there's not a huge update because Congress is gone. It doesn't seem to be.
Did the Democrats this week talk about any of this stuff at the Democratic National Convention?
No.
Any of this sort of thing came up?
They didn't.
At all?
And the other thing they didn't talk about was any of the violence in major cities. There are a lot of missing things in that. But certainly the message I heard, and maybe Victoria, you heard something different. I watched all 4 nights. every minute I watched. And I heard a lot about how Joe's going to bring back jobs, but there wasn't a lot of plans. And then he actually said, well, I'm going to bring back manufacturing jobs. Well, what's laughable, it was actually the Obama administration that cut manufacturing jobs. So I think there's a credibility issue. It's one of the reasons Trump won in Ohio and in Pennsylvania, because so many manufacturing jobs have been cut. They saw him as a ray of light. So I didn't hear any real plans as to how to get the economy going again.
Mm. All right. Well, it just seems to be this kind of a foggy, vague situation we find ourselves in, because a lot of people are looking for some answers or some leadership. Doesn't seem to be anything.
Well, what Trump has said is that they're going to that he'll do an executive order for stimulus checks to get those going. But the problem is that is an executive order that could be challenged because the president doesn't have the power to do that. Congress
money.
Has because it's
yeah,
the power
right.
of the purse.
Money.
So
yep.
what Trump did a couple of weeks ago, I believe, arguably, and look, I'm not a lawyer, but I think you could argue that he had the right to do what he did. But there is some gray area. This one would be a violation of what a president can do. But the question would be, is there any Democrat willing to come out and say to challenge the executive order in court? Because they'd win, but then they'd also look like they were keeping money from the American people. So one way it may get done is through executive order, but there may be a challenge.
One of the things that is worthy of note is how the economic reality is affecting businesses. And I can point to any number of things, but the American Airlines story this week that we were talking about a little bit, Victoria, dropping service to 15 cities.
Yeah.
This is going to happen. You'll see every airline dropping service to smaller cities because they can't make it work. They can't make service between big cities work. And if there isn't some kind of economic support or challenge. I was on the plane coming back last night from Los Angeles. The flight attendant said, if you went to work, anybody who's gone to work for Delta, for United after 1999's job is in question. Pilot, anybody, mechanic, if you came, the people with seniority from 1999 and back, if you were hired by United after 1999, whether you're a flight attendant, whether you're a pilot, whether you work on the planes, whether you handle baggage, your job is in jeopardy. So you can see that that's going to be one of the areas. I'm sorry?
Was your flight full?
Are you kidding?
No.
First class was full. Or almost full. They save the first two seats for the flight attendants now because they want them not to sit next to each other in the jump seats. So in the back of the plane, I think there were 28 people and a plane that holds 194.
Mm.
So that's, And that's you. I think you're seeing a lot of that sort of thing.
But there's so much. See, I think hospitality and retail are going to be the toughest ones because it's not just the shutdowns in some of these cities. It's people's fear. There's been so much fear-mongering that people are afraid. There was a survey that just came out this week that said that your chance of getting coronavirus on an airplane actually very, very low.
It's nil.
And yet, what have we been told? People are scared to death to travel. And I'm not pointing fingers because, look, I've been through this the last few weeks, and it's scary. Why is it scary? Because of all the stories that we're hearing,
you know what,
there's
Jennifer,
a lot of fear built up.
Right. You know what? When you really get down to the coronavirus and what is real about this, if you talk to Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors associated with the DJV program and the Good Day Health Show that we run every weekend at gooddayhealthshow.com, you can get the podcast. I'll put a little plug in for that. And Ken Kronhaus, who's also the other doctor, both of them will agree that we've gotten to a point now where not much that most people do is going to change whether they get this or they don't. Yep, wearing a mask makes sense and distancing.
But
if you're, unless Ken says, unless you're, he used a figure of 75 or older, some people said 85 or older, and you're out of shape, you're very vulnerable to it, no matter whether you wear a mask or you don't. There was one child who died in California, I think this past week, of the virus, who was so sick, who had so many challenges physically and otherwise, that this person could have gotten a cold and died. So the putting things into perspective now is something that is the job, hopefully, of people like us who can look at things objectively and say, this is really what it's all about.
Well, I'm focusing on therapeutics, because if we do believe that people are going to get it, which I believe, even if you try hard, you're still gonna get it. What are you gonna do to treat it so that you don't have that most, you know, the worst possible outcome?
I love that Remdesivir worked for your mom. You know, that's encouraging, because your mom is the first person that I know of, like personally, who's used it and you know for whom it's worked. So that's important to know. The FDA has kind of, I don't know why, but the FDA this week announced that they've put the brakes on, or I think it was the CDC, they put the brakes on the plasma treatment. And I have actually heard two different stories of the plasma treatment working in New York, so I'm not sure what the reason for that is.
The medical community, the nerds, if you will, the ones who are, the guy who runs the health department in my community is a complete wonk. And all he does is look at stuff that comes from various sources, and that's how he makes up his mind. Not whether it's real or whether it has practicality in our community. And I think you can carry that through. Number five this week on the countdown is a focus on what's going on in education. Another example of people running, willy-willy, running out of the house. Oh, no! When kids go back to school. Youngsters, my grandson is starting kindergarten today. It's online, and he met his classmates online, the teacher online, and my daughter, who is a college professor, is teaching at UCLA out of her office because she's the only one. There are hundreds of profs at UCLA. None of them want to go back into the building because it's easier to teach from home. Megan said, I'm going to my office and teach from there because at least it feels like I'm going to work.
Yeah. At least she has the option, because some schools aren't even giving teachers that option.
Right.
And so then you have teachers with kids who are trying to figure out how to get them distance learning and how they're supposed to teach.
But the political correctness here is the point, Jennifer and Victoria.
Believe me, I'm living it.
I mean, in California, it's absurd what's going on. Absurd.
I don't know if you heard this while you were here, but the governor, because the state is in such bad trouble and everything shut down and, you know, there's no revenue being generated, and the state has been already in a very precarious position because of unfunded pension liabilities. The governor was supposed to take a pay cut like he asked all government workers to do. He was supposed to everybody was supposed to take a 10% pay cut. He didn't take his.
Really?
Everybody else took a 10% pay cut. He didn't take his. He also was gifted a home and didn't even pay taxes on it. So there's a lot of good for me, good for thee, and not for me out there.
Well, one of the things that's a problem, I don't know how, I think it's reflected in areas where unions are stronger, teachers just say, we're not going back to work. But yet they expect to get paid. So, you know, how are they putting, now, I'm not saying everybody's doing this, because it isn't. It's not everybody. But there are too many people who put themselves first instead of the children. Isn't that what teaching and being involved with students like that is supposed to be about? It's supposed to be about the children, not about you and your job.
Right,
but
everyone should be paid fairly for the job that they do. And so there are, I have my best friend.
Which means a lot of teachers in California should be paid nothing, because they're not doing a damn thing.
My best friend is a teacher in New York at a private school. They are going back into the classroom, and but she also has to do. They're asking a lot of teachers. They all had to take pay cuts, and her workload has doubled. So she has to teach in person in the classroom at, like 3 days a week, and she has to also still.
Why
do
was her pay
online.
Cut? The tuition's cut.
Because parents pulled their kids out of the school.
Oh.
So they lost. It's a small private school. They have 400 students. They lost 100 students. So when you lose 100 students,
it's a big
you know,
hit.
They have
yeah,
to.
What
hit.
Are you going
to
do?
Right. They have to make pay cuts. Right. But they're also asking her to basically double her workload. She has two small children who also need to be educated, and she has to teach in the classroom, and then she has to do online teaching as well. So it's. You know, maybe California is different, but, you know, in New York and then in New Jersey, they're still trying to decide if kids are going to go back in person or not.
It's well, around here, it's going to be a double. It's like they're going to approach it from both sides. But anyway.
Like a staggered kind of schedule.
Yeah, right. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the stories now from Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the focus on the wildfires on the West Coast and the weather in general. At number 9, Steve Bannon being arrested as a fraudster. Number 8, our relationship with China. Number 7, Black Lives Matter and race relations in general and the whole focus on the politically correct movement. Number 6, our economic challenges, the stimulus, where or where is the stimulus. Education and the situation with COVID and whether to get youngsters back in schools, number 5. Healthcare and vaccines, number 4. All of the things surrounding who will get the COVID as we continue to try to eradicate all of that and how to do it. The Postal Service is number 2, and the presidential race with the Democratic National Convention at the forefront of that, number 1 this week. That's the story list, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine. Okay, we've got COVID stuff and the Postal Service coming up here. It's 44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. Temporomandibular joint, or TMJ, lets you move your jaw up and down and side to side.
If you press just right in front of your ear and you open and close, you can feel a little bulge.
That bulge, says Dr. Jonathan Fillmore, is the TMJ. And just like a knee, hip, or other joint, you can have issues. That's called TMD, or temporomandibular disorder.
You can have problems with jaw posturing or with grinding and clenching. Those commonly will cause problems associated with the powerful muscles that close your jaw. In some cases, those can contribute toward having problems with the joint itself.
Dr. Fillmore says over time, a lot of TMDs resolve on their own. If the problem is with the muscles around the joint, physical therapy and other conservative treatment may help. Only if the problem's with the joint itself, is surgery an option. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
The people list now from Talkers Magazine, published in Talkers at Talkers.com. Every week it's a new list. The people list this week includes Tom Brenneman, the sportscaster, the Reds broadcaster from Cincinnati. Steve Bannon is number 9. Vladimir Putin is number 8. Louis DeJoy is number 7. Nancy Pelosi is at 6. The Clintons at 5, the Obamas at 4, Kamala Harris at 3, Joe Biden at 2, and Donald Trump is where you would expect him to be, although I think last week Joe Biden beat out Trump, if I'm not mistaken, for the first time in a long... No, it was Kamala Harris. Well, one of the two. Anyway, so that's flipped back around to where it has been for a long, long time as we continue our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's the idea behind these surveys. This is the week of August 17th to the 20th in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. All right.
Can you hear us?
Excuse me. All right. The DJV is we're all too close here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. I got something to fix my hoarseness this week, though. While I was at the doctor's in California, I just haven't picked up the prescription yet. But it gets rid of all of this. I've been this whole season of the all of the phlegm and stuff that we're all getting because of our allergies. I found the cure. I'll let you know once I try using it.
I'm going to tell you, Countdown Extra. Countdown Extra on the DJV show this week, we talked about honey actually being more effective than even some antibiotics. So
yep.
Check
there
that
out. There you go. Check it out, DJVshow.com. Okay, a minute or less here on the UPS, the Postal Service. The other stuff, you know, the presidential race, we've said all there is to say about that. But the Postal Service and what's going on with the rotting food and the dead animals and the chaos at the Postal Service, I think they've taken advantage. Yeah, there were a few hiccups, but I think they've gone way over the top by, you know, with the reaction to supposed cuts or reorganization or whatever it is. I think we haven't heard the last of this by any stretch of the imagination. All right, thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960, 800-579-6960.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology on Tech Talk with Victoria and Doug. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. I'm going to do the heavy lifting here. Number five.
Yes. I love when you do the heavy lifting of Tech Talk.
I know. Yes, yes, yes. I had to do it. Didn't I have to do it? I did it one day this past week because you weren't around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, so you'll save me for myself here. Number five.
Yes. Number five, when Apple introduced its iOS 14 update in June, it spent a lot of the presentation highlighting updates coming to the home screen and apps like Safari and Messages and Siri. But iOS 14 is also full of new accessibility-oriented features, which among the most interesting being a new capability that lets you perform actions by simply tapping the back of your phone, which is really cool, and that's a first. So it's meant for those who may face challenges using their iPhone because of their physical or motor impairments. It's called the new back tap feature, and it's going to be useful pretty much, though, for anyone looking for a quicker way to take a screenshot or launch an app. So the software update will be launching for iPhones in the fall. Typically in September is usually when their big updates happen, but you can try an early version of the update by installing the public beta form on Apple's website. I've done a lot of the beta updates on Apple. It is kind of a cool way to get early access to new features. Sometimes it's a little bit clunky because beta is literally meaning that they're testing it out still, but you can do it and it's free if you want. And so the back tap feature, like iOS 14, it brings broader sweeping changes to the iPhone, the ability to add widgets to the home screen, and you can add a new app library, automatically organizes and sorts your apps for you, which is really nice. But to be able to launch things without going through all of the motions of swiping, which most people are swiping now on their iPhones. So the back tap thing will be really cool, and we'll get more details when the official update happens in September. But again, like I said, you can go right onto Apple's website if you want to try the beta version now.
Number four is focus on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook, like a lot of other platforms, are now making it easier to find and support black-owned businesses on the platform. This new feature is part of Facebook's ongoing initiative, which was announced in June, that aims to aid black communities. Admins that manage a Facebook page for a black-owned business will have the option to self-identify as a black-owned business. There's no badge or label that will be displayed, but you will, like on Yelp, when a lot of people wanted to support black-owned restaurants, black-owned beauty brands, things like that. This is something that a lot of people are looking to do now and actively seeking this out. And so Facebook's taking a page from Yelp and from Google. Facebook also announced that it's allocating $40 million in grants provided to small black-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. And black-owned businesses with up to 50 employees can apply for the grant money on Facebook. The company will select 10,000 black-owned businesses to award the funds to. And so in June, Facebook pledged to invest $200 million to support black-owned businesses and organizations. Half of that fund was invested in small businesses, creators, nonprofits working with black communities, and then the remaining half went to suppliers.
Number three, this smacks of Big Brother to me. I don't like this.
A lot of Big Brother stuff happening right now. A company that makes a license plate reader announced a national network for law enforcement to follow car movements.
The assumption is you're a criminal, we're going to check you out.
The sad thing is this exists already in 700 cities in America.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
You know, and that's and people just aren't aware. People don't. They don't know that these issues are happening in their local communities. Maybe they're not voting in local elections to prevent this from happening. But there's a spotlight on the police right now, and this is part of the reason for that. So police often rely on automatic license plate readers to track the movements of cars in their jurisdiction. A surveillance company's new initiative is going to expand those capabilities nationwide. This is called Flock Safety. They make this is the company Total Analytics Law Officers Network. TALON is the acronym for it. And so it's going to connect 400 different law enforcement agencies using these cameras around, like I said, there's already 700 cities involved. Mm-hmm. The ACLU has already showed that Immigration and Customs Enforcement, ICE, agents use license plate readers to track people's movements and accessing a database that logs 150 to 200 million scans every month. Big
Ugly.
Brother.
All right, number two. Secret
More
Service,
Big
why
Brother.
Are they here?
Yeah. More Big Brother. The Secret Service reportedly paid for a product called Locate X, which allows the agency to access location data from apps on people's phones. Again, most people buy the data. The Secret Service bypassed that. So this is just more and more Big Brother.
I just put a note on my copy of the story, up yours. Number one.
Number one, the big story of the week, Airbnb, in a very weird time in the economy, has filed to go public. And we'll see where it goes, but the company's valued at about $18 billion right now.
Top five items in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Installing a water feature is a good way to add both vitality and beauty to your yard. However, it's also important to understand the project's long-term maintenance needs. In a new video from Exmark called Go With The Flow, noted landscape designer Doug Scott discusses the benefits, requirements, and other considerations of each type of water feature. This video is part of the free series Done in a Weekend projects and can be viewed at backyard.exmark.com.
As the nation reopens, the death toll from COVID-19 continues to rise. That's why the American Medical Association warns that everybody must continue taking precautions in order to protect themselves, family members, neighbors, and others. This includes wearing cloth face masks, physical distancing, and regularly washing hands. The AMA adds that without a vaccine, the only way to turn the tide and recapture a sense of normal is by working together.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstro. Kellyanne Conway says she's leaving her post at the White House at the end of the month to focus on her family. No other details, but Conway has been with President Trump pretty much since the beginning, but she'll be leaving the post now at the end of the month to, so like she says, focus on her family. Meanwhile, the Trump administration granted emergency authorization for treating COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma, President Trump calling the move a breakthrough.
It has proven to reduce mortality by 35%. It's a tremendous number. The FDA, MIT, Harvard, and Mount Sinai Hospital have also found convalescent plasma to be a very effective method of fighting this horrible disease.
The blood plasma taken from patients who've recovered from the coronavirus is rich in antibodies, and it may provide benefits to those battling the disease, but the evidence has been inconclusive as to how it works or how best to administer it. Residents are fleeing coastal areas in Louisiana as the state braces for a possible hit from consecutive hurricanes. Hurricane Marco, now in the Gulf of Mexico, and a second strike from Tropical Storm Laura before water from the first storm recedes. The White House will be part of this week's Republican National Convention.
Two major RNC speeches will be delivered from 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue this week, even though federal rules prohibit the White House from being the setting for expressly political events. The Trump family will be the first to use the executive mansion for a political convention. On Tuesday evening, the First Lady will deliver a speech from the newly renovated Rose Garden, and on Thursday, President Trump will accept the GOP presidential nomination from a stage on the South Lawn. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Takumi Sato wins the Indy 500 Sunday afternoon. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor. Effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Pizza Hut is turning off the ovens.
According to the Rasmussen Weekly.
Meanwhile, the striking workers at a Maine shipyard have said that they are approving a 3-year contract after a 63-day strike. The strike at Bath Iron Works came to a close with Sunday's announcement by Machinist Union Local S6. The 4,300 shipbuilders the union represents will begin returning to work on Monday. The company is eager to get caught up on production of destroyers as the U.S. Navy faces growing competition from Russia and China on the high seas. Birthdays today, actor Vera Miles turns 90. Barbara Eden, I Dream of Jeannie, 89. Former Football Hall of Famer Sonny Jurgensen turns 86 today. News and analysis at townhall.com. Republican convention is coming up this week. The Democrats have just finished theirs, and a new poll out has both presidential candidates in a pretty tight race.
According to the Rasmussen Weekly White House Watch poll, Mr. Biden fell a percentage point coming into this week, and President Trump picked up a percentage point for a 48-44% margin, only 4 percentage points, with voters lining up mostly along party line affiliation. For the first time in the poll, President Trump leads among non-affiliated voters. Mr. Trump's overall approval has climbed back to 51% in the Rasmussen Daily Tracking poll, with 38% strongly approving, and Mr. Trump still polling ahead of former President Obama on a same-day comparison. George Bonzani reporting.
Florida broke the 600,000 mark for confirmed coronavirus cases, but reported one of its lowest daily totals in 2 months. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
At Premier Oil Change, you can be assured that our highly trained staff will take great care of you and your vehicle, from your air pressure to your windshield wipers and everything in between. We make it easy for you with our quick, convenient drive-through service. No appointment necessary. You just drive right in. We also perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. You're offered a free beverage to enjoy and free Wi-Fi. Earn points towards free products and services with Premier Rewards Program. Use Premier Services to maintain your new car warranty. Now that's a win-win. Drive in today. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro, located in the Holiday Market Shopping Center, or in Redding on Lake Boulevard, next to Waterworks Park, or our newest location in Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. All three locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly event on the radio and in podcast form at talkradiocountdownshow.com. Michael Harrison is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Michael is the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, and we have 10 items on the story list, Michael, as usual. Wonder if we ever, we could have 10A, maybe 9B, just to add a little color.
Well, I mean, it's a complicated situation. This is not box office where we're measuring the number of tickets sold or widgets.
Number
this
of is, people listening. No.
This is slicing salami of the mind.
Oh, did you just come up with that?
Yes.
Salami of the mind. I'd rather think it's more, depending on the host that you're listening to, baloney. Of the mind instead of salami of the mind.
That's definitely.
Yeah. All right, so we got the stories list, the people's list. Let's go.
Yeah, we're going to slice the bologna for you, folks.
Slice it up.
Yep. At number 10, we have California wildfires, and that's tied with climate change. They're tied together. At number 9, what a tale of woe. Stephen K. Bannon arrested for fraud. That came out of the
Why
blue.
Is there no surprise attached to that?
Oh, my gosh.
Sleaze bag.
Yeah. Number 8, U.S. relations with China, Russia, and the Middle East. Number 7, the Black Lives Matter movement, race relations, and political correctness. At number 6, economic challenges facing the nation's businesses as they try to get back on their feet against all odds. At number 5, education struggles as schools try to get back on their feet against all odds. At number 4, healthcare, meds, and vaccines. At number 3, COVID-19 stats and projections. At number 2, the United States Postal Service under scrutiny. And number one, the presidential race and the Democratic National Convention. On our people survey, at number 10, Tom Brenneman, a sportscaster who was pulled from the air because he didn't know his mic was live. At number 9, Stephen K. Bannon, a man who was pulled from a yacht. At number 8, Vladimir Putin.
Which he bought with money that he raised fraudulently from many donors.
Yeah, like something like $25 million,
yeah.
Hundreds of thousands in his
right.
pocket. Oh, my.
Guy's got a lot of balsam anyway.
He sure does. Yeah. Vladimir Putin and Alexei Navalny, a couple of Russians, at number 8. Number 7, Louis DeJoy. At number 6, Nancy Pelosi. Number 5, Bill and Hillary. Number 4, Barack and Michelle. At number 3, Kamala Harris. At number 2, Joe Biden. Number 1, Donald Trump. What a week. Whoa. Mm-hmm. It just
what?
Is amazing.
A week. All right. Yeah. So the things that people have heard day in and day out about the Democrats and the Republicans and the convention, for my money, the thing that has the most interest and perhaps the most impact is what's going on in the Postal Service. If you haven't seen some of the pictures, Michael, and I'm betting that you have, a lot of folks talking about this. I saw somebody refer to it as Armageddon because of all the rotting food and the dead animals at postal facilities all around the country. And the focus of the news media has been the cutbacks. And yet, if you look at the policy rollbacks, they don't really appear to have changed very much. As you know, I'm a farmer in addition to being a broadcaster, so I belong to the National Farmers Union. And the Farmers Union has been all over this because they figured that the Postal Service, if there were cutbacks, the first people who would be affected, kind of like with net neutrality, would be folks in rural America. And, you know, the Postal Service means more there than it does, let's say, to many people who live in big cities or people who have access and use the Internet and use email and all that stuff to communicate. Well, folks in rural America don't have that luxury, frankly. And so when you look at rule changes, whether they have, you know, whether they're impactful or not, one of the worries has been as to whether or not the Postal Service would be doing things that would get in the way of people sending in absentee ballots or voting in the mail. So right. when one of the things they did do this week, the Postal Service has forbidden employees from signing absentee ballots. You know, you have to have a witness when you send in the ballot. You have to have somebody witness your, you know, you can fake a signature. Who knows? How are they going to prove that? That's what's one of the things that's really so rotten about using the Postal Service or mail for voting. So I just, I was interested in your, what you heard in your circle this week about some of these things.
Well, you just explained it all, and you did a good job of it. It's down to, is the Postal Service up to the task of handling a large increase of mail that would include mail-in ballots because of coronavirus? Or is that just a ploy to create doubt about the accuracy of the election on the part of the president?
The speciousness of that argument is that fewer and fewer people are using the Postal Service. They haven't cut back the number of employees, and they really haven't cut back in service. So why should adding ballots? That's what they're there for. They're there to carry the mail and deliver the mail. They have trucks. They have buses. They have trucks and planes.
All I know is that, you know, I'm just a person, and I'm in a business,
yeah.
And I do not find that the Postal Service is so terrible.
I don't either.
I mean, you're going to find in any kind of an operation that depends upon man and machines, or persons and machines, to be correct, that there's going to be breakdowns, that there are going to be screw-ups. But when you stop and think about what it costs to mail a letter and how many transactions take place every day in America through this thing we call the United States Postal Service, I think it's pretty miraculous that it runs as smoothly as it does.
You can throw a letter. I'm one of the few people I know. I don't know whether you do or not. We've never had this conversation. I pay all my bills in the mail. I get my checks in the mail, although more and more people that I do business with want to send me
electronic funds transfer, okay, so you want to do that, that's fine. But when it comes down to brass tacks here, I've never thought the Postal Service is any great shakes because it's too unionized and they're, you know, there's too much politically correct stuff going on, so it's not very efficient. And some of the, like, I went to the post office in Santa Monica the other day, and the woman was just surly and nasty. And but I got done what I needed to get done. She didn't want to help me, but she ended up helping me.
But did she refuse to go out with you for dinner? Is that what it was? Or was
no,
it?
I wasn't interested in her for dinner. But thanks for asking. Yeah, no, okay.
I don't know. I want to know what the circumstances of what.
Well,
her
I had sent a letter. And it came back in the mail, and so I went in to get it corrected, and she said, well, you got to find the thing. And I said, well, I don't know. That's the address I had. So I said, this is where it's going. And she said, well, I don't know anything about that. But then she looked it up on her computer, and it came up with the right address, so she changed it. And begrudgingly, when I paid my whatever it was, $8, she didn't say thank you. Does that bother you? When you give somebody some money in exchange, no matter where it is, a post office, a grocery store, wherever, you're giving them money to pay them to be there, and yet they feel like they're doing you a favor if they don't say thank you.
Yeah, well, they think that you should be saying thank you to them for providing you with the service, and they think
I would. If they
rude.
Say thank you to me, I say, oh, no, thanks very much.
So here's my opinion on this. I have rendered a verdict. Both sides should say thank you in every transaction.
Who starts it? Who should say thank you first?
It should be natural and organic. It should be spontaneous as long as it happens. Okay. So if somebody else says thank you first, you should say thank you with a lot of zealousness. No, thank you.
No, thank you. Yeah. Now that old line. Yeah, that's it. 15 no, past the hour.
Okay.
Let me do a couple of things and then we'll go back to our silly comparatives here. My Pillow, nothing silly about that. The latest focus is on you getting a good night's sleep thanks to the My Pillow pillow topper and mattress topper. My Pillow has a patented foam, solid, superior support topper, 3 unique layers. Check it out online at mypillow.com. One of the many things they do that is really, it's an American company that's got a great story. So, provide yourself with a mattress topper that'll keep your body cool. That's what you want. You don't want to wake up in a sweat. Oh, there's nothing worse than that. So, provide yourself with this at a great price at MyPillow.com. Zippered, removable cover, washable and dryable like everything else that you get from MyPillow, including their pillows. So, check it out. The best way for you to have a great night's sleep is with the mattress topper, the sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases, all of it right there. If you spend more than $200 at MyPillow.com, they'll finance it for you. Check it all out. Spend and enjoy the health that comes from a great night's sleep. Courtesy of all the products at MyPillow.com. When you're buying, checking out, use the code DJV for the best deal.
Calitone is collagen. We're born with collagen. We lose it. You're putting back into your body what your body has naturally. There are no drugs. There are no stimulants. And what it does, it supports the lean muscle. It burns your stored fat. You're going to more than likely see inch loss before weight loss. That doesn't happen fast. Also, if you have anything joint-wise, muscle-wise, it's going to go there first. You know, your body breaks down the collagen protein, and one of those proteins is glycine, which helps your body sleep more soundly. So there's many, many benefits, but it's one of your few that your heart patients, your diabetics, if you're on prescription meds, it will not interact at all.
There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com.
You probably don't think very often about support for your brain, but you should. Join the millions of people supporting their brain function with America's most popular brain supplement, Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
Hi, Talk Radio Countdown. The Tom Brenneman story, he's number 10 on the people list this week. His father, Marty, was somebody that I knew fairly well when I was working in Cincinnati in the late 80s. He was the broadcaster that was, you know, he was beloved Cincinnati. Anybody that had anything to do with the Cincinnati Reds was beloved. Pete and even what's-her-face who owned the team and the Brennemans. But there's a, remember when Reagan said the bombs are going to start in Russia with the mic open, and that lesson you obviously didn't get learned by Brenneman because his mic was open and he said something stupid. So now he's out of a job, right? Is that how it worked?
Yeah, you're not supposed to say, the rule in radio is don't say anything near a microphone that you wouldn't say on the air. That a microphone is deadly, whether it's on or off in your mind. And he made the mistake of saying something, thinking the mic was off. That was a slur against, you know.
Gays.
Gays. And,
yeah,
it's unfortunate. Quite often this happens. Sometimes this happens to people whose track record is impeccable. they're making a joke or something to their friend, which brings up, you know, the inner workings of political correctness are profoundly complex.
Yes.
It really is.
Number seven this week on the countdown.
Yeah.
Politically, that whole business about who gets... and I have something to add to that, if I may. We continue here with an experience at the dentist this week that fits into that, if you'll... But we can use our imagination for a moment or two. No. 21 after the hour is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hear that? It's time for Dodge Power Dollars on Dodge Charger and Challenger, where you get $10 off per horsepower. So you can enjoy the sweet sounds of Dodge Charger RT Scat Pack's 485 horsepower and get $4,850 off. Or take it up a notch with Dodge Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye 797 horsepower and get $7,970 off. So come in for Dodge Power Dollars and get a great deal. Off and on available on leases. See dealer for details.
Land ho! hey, seriously, land ho, guys. Guys, land ho! Land ho! Right there!
The tides can turn quick on the water. Progressive's boat insurance has you covered with Snine and Glide on-water towing. Get a quote today in as little as 3 minutes at progressive.com.
I gotta say, this land-ho thing, not very effective.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Snine and Glide coverage is subject to policy terms.
Here is your healthcare update with America's healthcare advocate, Kerry Hall.
Do antioxidants really neutralize cancer-causing free radicals? I'll be right back to give you the answer. Antioxidants do neutralize free radicals and convert them into harmless substances that can be eliminated. The body has a natural supply, but many foods are powerful antioxidants. Foods like oranges, blueberries, strawberries, grapes, spinach, kale, yes, that broccoli, tea, tomatoes, and Brussels sprouts all have natural antioxidants as well as vitamin A, C, E, and beta carotene, cozine, Q10, zinc, magnesium, and selenium, which is found in garlic. Well-known medical institutions like Harvard and the University of California, Johns Hopkins, Stanford all say these can make a very big difference and reverse the effects of aging. That's a powerful message, ladies and gentlemen, and the choice is yours. For more information, go to our website, americashealthcareadvocate.com, americashealthcareadvocate.com.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Talk Radio Countdown Show, Doug Steffen here with Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Every week at this time, we discuss what's going on based on the story list that's at talkers.com, where you can find Talkers Radio, Talkers Television, etc. It's all about talk. We wanted to continue a little bit, not necessarily with Tom Brenneman, I mentioned it on the air, off the air, the Anderson Cooper interview with Mike Lindell.
That was off the air. That was off the air.
Right,
on the air, you said that you were going to talk about something that happened to you.
Oh, in terms of political, right. Because the business, number seven this week on the countdown, is a focus, continuing focus on the Black Lives Matter movement and the politically correct stuff, which we find ourselves caught up in. I feel captured almost by it. I was at my dentist this week in Los Angeles, and she's a not North Korean. She's from South Korea.
She's Kim Jong-un's sister.
Dentist. Right, yeah. And she's from South Korea. And we were talking. She knows what I do for a living. And she asked me kind of she's a very, very sweet, very smart lady, all the right pedigree, all the right degrees. She has a great business sense. She runs a wonderful, everybody in my family goes to her. And so anyway, she was talking to me about the politically correct side of the Black Lives Matter movement as it might apply to her. Why doesn't it apply to her? In a manner of speaking, she didn't say that directly, but her implication was, as a South Korean who's come to America and has been normalized, she's a citizen, her family citizens, why is it that, you know, there are some prejudices toward Asians? And why is there not a focus on that? Why is it just about blacks? Why isn't it about everybody?
That is a ridiculous argument. You realize there are organizations that defend Asians in terms
of... Well, aren't there organizations defending blacks?
Yes. What I'm saying is the reason that she does not come under the umbrella of Black Lives Matter is because she's not black.
No, no, she wasn't saying that. She said, basically, paraphrasing, doesn't my life matter? I'm not black, but does my life matter, basically asking, and she's a pretty liberal, you know, I mean, she's Californian. Most people there. I mean, she's asking a question that a lot of intelligent people are asking. Why is the focus just on blacks and not on everybody in terms of does my life matter?
Does a homeless person's life matter? The point is well taken, but the issue is very complicated in terms of why do proponents of the Black Lives Matter movement get upset when someone says all lives matter, which is considered to be
good question.
An insult? And
yeah.
I've gone into depth with that on a number of interviews and a number of conversations.
Please, do it
here. It's not that they don't think all lives matter. They believe that that's used as a phrase to indicate non-support of the current movement that Black Lives Matter. That by saying all lives matter, it comes across, the innuendo of it, Doug, is that it's dismissive of the importance of the current movement.
Do you believe that's the case?
I understand that's how they feel. Do I believe it's the case?
Yes,
in the
big
picture?
Yeah.
In the big picture, no, but I respect how they feel, because there are some people that will say all lives matter because they don't want to support.
Right.
Like Pence, that he wouldn't say Black Lives Matter. He would just say all lives matter. Say Black Lives Matter. They do matter. That's the point. Asian lives matter? Yes, Asian lives matter. But if you say all lives matter to diss the Black Lives Matter movement.
It depends on motivation, I think, is what you're
exactly.
saying.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's the kind of intelligence we need to get through this binary thinking and this political correctness that stifles conversation.
You know, that's a great phrase, binary thinking, because that's really what it is. And there's so much of that, not just about Black Lives Matter, but look at the spectrum of conversation and how many people are polarized, stuck, if you will, in a position they don't dare move away from. Let's talk about that as we continue in the next half hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right. Get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D
for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping, plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently, and now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll-and-go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free, plus he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of the Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Enjoy delicious Black Bear Diner food in the comfort of your own cave. Try one of our 9 new family meals to go, like the breakfast combo family meal loaded with eggs, thick-cut bacon, sausage links, and 4 huge house-baked biscuits. Or the chicken fried steak family meal for 4 with country gravy, cornbread muffins, and 2 large family sides. Starting at $19.99, our family meals to go feed 3 to 4, so try all 9. Order carry out or delivery at
Black Bear Diner.
Experience the one and only luxury Cadillac Escalade ESV.
Play our cash and Cadillac swipe to win promotion.
Swipe daily for free slot play and prizes.
Weekly drawings Thursdays at 7, 8, and 9 p.m.
Winners receive bonus entries into the final drawing.
Grand prize drawing Thursday, October 29th.
Win a one-of-a-kind 2020 Cadillac Escalade ESV.
A legend reimagined with an exceptional design made for your comfort. Details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at ReadingHomeHelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Lexmer Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
spend some more time with us here. That's the invitation. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, a weekly feature that has in it all of the accoutrement, if you will, the stories, the people, discussion, what's going on in the world of news talk radio, from the country's foremost expert in that. That's Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine. Have I left any hanging chads from the last half hour?
Hanging chads. There you go. No, I think that we have covered it quite well, and I think that we can take the next half hour off. play old
right.
tapes of...
right. Former countdowns, yes, yes. One of the things that happened this week that was, this is sort of a countdown extra, I feel compelled to have a conversation about it. A lot of people have been talking about it in a sense that, you know, we tend to spend too much time watching stuff like CNN and MSNBC and Fox. I don't know why people seem to feel that it's important to have it either on in the foreground or the background, but it is. So this week, Anderson Cooper, who's kind of an arrogant SOB to begin with, takes on Mike Lindell, who is highly thought of by some because of his starting the company that we talk about, MyPillow. They've become a gajillionaire selling pillows and things that are related to that. And they advertise here in this program. They advertise on CNN. I didn't check to see whether they were still advertising on CNN after Anderson Cooper ripped Mike Lindell from one end of the screen to another because Lindell's claiming have found something that will eliminate COVID, some kind of Anderson Cooper referred to him as a snake oil salesman. I don't know. I think a lot of those things are worth trying. There's certainly nothing that's going to happen that's hurtful, and it may work. But Cooper, because he is as arrogant as he is, he just so epitomizes for me, Michael, an arrogant New Yorker. That's all I can. When I look at him and I listen to stuff like this, and I wonder what his appeal is, and I would say that across the board. Even sometimes, do you ever wonder when you listen to somebody that's fairly popular as a talk radio host, how it is that that person became as popular as he or she may have?
I wonder that about people in all fields of talent sometimes. You know, what do people see in them or whatever.
Yeah.
I just wonder how much of your feeling about Anderson Cooper is based on his politics as opposed to his personality. That if his same
personality I think his politics is where he wears it on his sleeve on television. And, you know, you could say to me, well, why is it different from television to radio? And because we blurred the lines, talk radio has become political talk radio. It's not all talk radio. There's not much of other kinds of talk on talk radio other than political talk radio.
News talk radio has become primarily political. It wasn't always that way. I mean,
no.
20 years ago, 25 years ago,
right.
politics was a subject discussed on general talk radio.
Not until Limbaugh came along. Would you agree with that?
Limbaugh definitely started that going with no doubt. Limbaugh was definitely the driving force in turning what's called talk radio into a political format. However, from the Talkers magazine perspective and from my perspective, when I talk about talk radio, I'm talking more about spoken word radio. It's also sports talk. There are relationship shows that are still big. You do have financial talk shows that are part of the mainstream of news talk.
Yes.
You have things on news talk that are not necessarily political. You have shows about technology, about computers. There's all kinds of pet shows, gardening shows, how-to shows.
Information shows.
And even among the political talkers, there is a constant discussion about how much politics should a political talker talk about. Because you want to know about their personal life. You want to know about pop culture. Sometimes pop culture, you know, borderlines on politics, movies, books.
Yeah.
What's going on in sports sometimes overlaps. In radio, we call that crossover. Happens in music. A country record will suddenly become a rock hit. Things of that nature. So thankfully, it remains blurry at the edges.
Well, you know? I was thinking about Dave Ramsey, who's somebody that I have a lot of respect for because he's made something out of nothing, literally. started. He was a guy that was broke. I think he was bankrupt. And he created an empire based on his own work and putting things together and being smart. But I also wonder sometimes as I listen to him, and I actually had this conversation with him once. I don't know if you ever had or not. But for those who don't know, Dave Ramsey is, I think, on the talkers list number 3. Is he not on the Heavy 100?
Number 3 on the Heavy 100.
Right. He's got well over 500 stations.
The only people ahead of him on the Heavy 100 is you and me.
I'm kidding, folks. I did not see you on the Heavy 100, Ron.
Never. I've never been on the Heavy 100 because I'm the guy that presides
comes
over
up with the list.
Over the committee. Wouldn't that be pretty?
Right. Well,
you're on the Heavy 100. You've been on the Heavy 100 every year since it began over 26 years ago.
Yeah.
I mean, do you know what kind of an accomplishment that is? If you look at the original...
Has anybody else been on? Bohannon and I. Probably the only two guys that have been
Bohannon
on. You think?
At Limbaugh. Limbaugh has been on since it started. But, we had people like Barry Farber, Bruce Williams, Sally Jesse Raphael.
Now, that was the era of... there was an ombudsman-like feel to some of the things on talk radio. Would you...
Yes.
I mean, Ramsey sort of addresses that in a manner of speaking, except he has there's a religious tone, and that's what I was getting at. I asked him, you know, would you make it, would this show work if you didn't have that sort of tone to it? Because, it's clear that there is a connection not only to the stuff that he does, but to some of the people he's supporting on his little network that he's created.
Well, he has a connection to a religious organization.
Yeah, they were the ones that got him started.
I mean, obviously, there's that connection, and obviously, that's the circle he travels in.
Yeah.
There's a moral, spiritual component to the program, but it's not the primary message nor the primary product.
Okay, but now this begs another question. There are several networks around these days that are run by, the Catholic Church. There's a sort of non-denominational a network that does both talk and music, but it's about either Catholicism or Christianity, and one wonders what the impact is of those stations and that approach.
Well, I'll tell you one thing: religion makes money in whatever venue you package it.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Now that's it. That being said, there's always been religious radio all the way back to the beginning of radio. It has always been a place where churches would have sermons, and some of the major broadcasters on television and radio going all the way back were reverends, priests, various and sundry religious leaders. Religion is a part of American life. It's organized, and it has media. Now, what's fascinating today in today's media, Doug, is ministries. Ministries that operate websites, radio stations, and television stations. It's a whole shadow, and I don't mean that in a negative. It's a shadow industry that parallels the broadcast industry that you and I operate in.
Mm-hmm.
But its paradigm is different. It doesn't sell advertising. It sells donations, and they raise enormous amounts of money.
Well, they can do it under the guise of the 501c3, just like Steve Bannon did. Raise money, and who knows what they do with it.
Well,
right?
I'm not accusing them of anything.
Accusing them either. It's just an observation.
So, but the point is that they operate media outlets that are very sophisticated, more sophisticated in terms of multi-platform presentations than even commercial entities. But their main thrust is not the broadcasting business. It's the religion business.
Yeah.
And these... radio, these broadcast operations, because they're not just radio. They have TV, radio, and internet. These are basically ministries, not broadcast companies. They're ministries. A ministry operates in a completely different business paradigm. You follow my drift?
I do. Yeah.
And that's it's a fascinating field. It's a gigantic field, and they make a ton of money. And they have their own subculture. They have their own stars. They have their own, issues.
Right. They have their own culture.
So yes.
Literally is a culture.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know how my mind wanders sometimes. You know me well. When you said, do you follow, what immediately popped into my mind is the scene from the movie The Sting, where Robert Shaw, who's the bad guy, is trying to, he plays a character that's trying to chase down Robert Redford and
Paul Newman.
Paul Newman. And he's in a card game, and he's trying to threaten the guy that he's playing with. And he looks at him, and he says, "Ya falla?" Why would I remember something like that from a really obscure scene? Just one of those things. You know, it's word association, which is, by the way, an important part of the talk radio world. The words, we make our living, we make this work based on the value of the words that we speak.
Yeah.
And well, in conversation, the old thing of, you get it? Or you follow me? You follow my drift?
You follow?
I used an old 50s expression there to be kind of like campy.
Yes.
Even some of these Eastern gurus, they'll say, yes. You know, like, you know, the sky is, yes. Like, you follow? Are you?
Yeah.
It's kind of a way to have a connection to the person who's listening that you want to know whether or not they're tuned into what you're saying. Or
they're with you.
Oh, they're with you, right.
Yeah, right. You want to know whether they're with you or not. Well, right now I have to get people to think about their weight. So much discussion this week about COVID as usual in the world of the talk radio stats. You look at number six, five, four, three. Those all have to do with the situation around COVID. And the people who are getting sick these days are ones that are overweight. They have issues. If you're overweight and you don't want to get sick, best listen to what I have to say here for the next 60 seconds. Or maybe better yet, instead of listening to me, we're talking about the effect of words, and I can use words like drainage. I can focus on your hips and your thighs, and the word cellulite comes to the surface. All of those things could maybe be a motivator for you to go to toploss.com and check out Calitrin, which is the only weight loss formula in the world that doesn't have any stimulants, it doesn't have any drugs, and that's why they've been around for decades. And they've helped so many hundreds of thousands of people. They can help you, too. If you're serious, if it's the time for you to lose weight, I suggest strongly you go to toploss.com. Look at all the benefits of getting onto this program, safe for everybody in the family. And right now is a great time to buy as they have their sort of early fall Labor Day special. Good God, are we talking about fall already? Buy three, get three free. So there's a six-month program. Each one of these bottles or cans has enough in it for a one-month experience. I believe it takes 6 months for your body to be tuned up so that you'll lose the weight and keep it off. Take my advice. Doesn't cost you anymore. Whether you buy three or you get six, it's still the same price. Go to toploss.com. You get that deal by using the code DJV, plus you have no shipping charges. That's the discount code DJV at toploss.com. The People List now from Talkers Magazine, published in Talkers at Talkers.com. Every week it's a new list. The People List this week includes Tom Brenneman, the sportscaster, the Reds broadcaster from Cincinnati. Steve Bannon is number 9. Vladimir Putin is number 8. Louis DeJoy is number 7. Nancy Pelosi is at 6. The Clintons at 5. The Obamas at 4. Kamala Harris at 3. Joe Biden at 2. And Donald Trump is where you would expect him to be, although I think last week Joe Biden beat out Trump, if I'm not mistaken, for the first time in a long... No, it was Kamala Harris. Well, one of the two of them. Anyway, so that's flipped back around to where it has been for a long, long time as we continue our focus on what's going on in the world of news talk radio. That's the idea behind these surveys. This is the week of August 17th to the 20th in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen.
Have you gained the quarantine 15? Or maybe it's 20, 30, or even more by now? Well, you can get your weight back on track by using Calitrin. Just listen to what everyone is saying.
My name is Jessica. I'm from the state of Texas, and I've been taking Calitrin. I take it both for weight loss and for the health benefits. I have lost 50 pounds, and I take it every night to help me sleep, and I feel I'm better rested in the morning after I've taken it.
My name is John. I am from Lafayette, Louisiana, and I have lost 59 pounds on Calitrin.
Hi, this is Beth from Texas, and I've been using Calitrin and found that it has improved my life immeasurably. I use it for arthritis pain. The pain is gone. I am able to get up in the morning and move around without any discomfort.
Calitrin is drug-free, stimulant-free, and has a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. Check out Calitrin's big sale at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. All right. So this week, one of the things that Michael does among his many chores is to beside the countdown and managing Talkers magazine, at Talkers.com and at Michael Harrison Interview, MHInterview.com, this week you have something that is kind of a departure from what you usually do and what we usually talk about.
Yeah, this is an interview with an expert on what's going on in China. He's an American. His name is Levi Browdy. And we talk about the Chinese persecution of a large spiritual movement that has really taken over China and is spreading to the United States. Very controversial because it stands up in the face of the CCP, the Communist Chinese government, and they have tarnished its reputation, saying it's a cult and it's subversive, when in fact all it is a modern packaging of Buddhism and very harmless. It's called Falun Gong, and they are killing these people. They are suppressing them. They're incarcerating them and then killing them when they can sell their organs and the organ donor business. We're talking a real, real crisis.
Are they doing the same with Muslims? It seemed to me I heard
something. They have the Uyghur population, which is Chinese Muslims, are being put in slave camps in communist China.
Well, they made them work when COVID, everybody else went home. They put them to work in the COVID plants, or the plants affected by COVID. Yeah.
Shocking.
All right, that sounds like an important interview. MHInterview.com, or you can find it at Talkers.com. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
Jay Farner here, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. When you turn to Rocket Mortgage, we can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so now is a great time to call 8338-ROCKET. And if you need some extra money, a cash-out refinance could give you that financial boost you're looking for. Call today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Hiring can be challenging, but ZipRecruiter makes it fast and easy. We talked to COO Dylan Miskowitz, who needed to hire a director of coffee for his company, Cafe Altura.
We would look through lots of applications for people who were not qualified. It definitely felt like we were looking for a needle in a haystack.
So Dylan started using ZipRecruiter and found his perfect candidate in a few days. ZipRecruiter's powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free.
We were very impressed with how quickly we had quality candidates apply through ZipRecruiter. ZipRecruiter is a powerful tool in our hiring process.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. At ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's the Talk Radio Countdown Show continuing now. I'm Doug Steffen with his honor. You should be a judge. We've never talked about it. Stephen J.J. Wiseman is here. He's a college professor, a great lawyer, and that is hard. You know, for most people to say great and lawyer in the same phrase, it's almost like you want to choke if you're. But I don't choke when I talk about all the things that Steve does that are good for people. He's very giving. He's created a website called scamicide.com, which is very important at this time. It's always important, but given all the things that I just heard that there was some, and now I'm trying to focus on it. I wasn't prepared to talk about it, but it just came into my mind thinking about scams. There's some breach of information this week that involves 245 million names and accounts. Does that ring a bell with you?
I don't remember that particular one, but you know the data breaches have been occurring fast and furious, and frankly, my really strong prediction that I stand by is that there have been a lot of data breaches because of people working at home who are vulnerable, and the hackers go through them to get at these major companies, and the companies don't know they've been breached yet. It won't be until all of this information gets on the dark web and is starting to be sold in a few months that we realize how deep in the swamp we are at the moment. But it's pretty bad right now.
Well, scammers target men and women of all ages, people from all financial, ethnic, and geographical backgrounds. I don't think we are suspicious by nature, but I'm not sure we're suspicious in the right way. Does that make sense, that statement?
Yeah, I think you're totally on target. Everyone is targeted as a victim by scammers. Every group that you can imagine. And I often find that some of the people who think they're the smartest, they're the easiest to scam, particularly with investment scams. But what's interesting is people who think they're skeptical fall prey to affinity fraud. We trust someone who just seems to be like us, or there's some kind of a hook that we let down our, what we should have is proper skepticism. So you're right. We may think we're skeptical, but we're not skeptical enough when manipulated by these scammers.
Well, speaking of skeptics, I'm wondering about the jam that Stephen Bannon has found himself in, number 9 this week on the countdown. I always thought this guy was a sleazebag, and I've said that 100 times if I've said it once.
Oh, you're being too kind.
Maybe. Yeah. So now what happens to him? He scammed these, 25 million bucks from willing donors who look at him and say, he's a Trump supporter. I'm giving them money. So,
yeah, he got involved. His take on it, his theft was about $1 million out of $25 million that was raised for a private GoFundMe page that was supposed to be going towards, and this part I can't even imagine, was going to a private version of the wall, or money that was going to go to the federal government to aid with the wall. None of that happened. And I'll tell you, one of the more damning things when it comes to Bannon in this is, if he tries to say that everything I did was legitimate, he's going to have to explain the money laundering that occurred, because the money came in, and then it went through a nonprofit, and then it went through a shell company, and then it went here, and then it went there. So it bounced in a bunch of places before the money they thought was laundered made its way to Bannon. So he is in, as the phrase goes, deep doo-doo.
Doo-doo. All right, the California wildfires and what's happened. A friend of mine lost a son in one of these fires a couple of years ago, and she met with the lawyers that are representing, you know, this class action lawsuit. They're not predicting how much each family will get, but it could be in the millions. And one wonders, you know, how, with the wildfires continuing and still these companies at fault, how does 2 and 2 make 4 here? Steve?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of problems with the California wildfires, some of which can be certainly attributed to climate change and us not taking care of that. But we do have acknowledgement that there are companies, particularly utility companies in California, that have been responsible and are being held responsible legally. So the thing is, if money is how you punish them, we got to do more.
Yeah. All right. How many lawyers were on stage this week at the Democratic National Committee running for something?
A lot of people.
Oh, my God. Isn't it funny? You see all these lawyers up there. And just I find it somewhat pathetic, actually. But at any rate, that's what the choices are boiled down to. Stephen J.J. Wiseman, college professor and commentator, the legal matters as they apply to the countdown every week here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown Show is a production of Stefan Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Marco has been downgraded to a tropical storm as it heads across the Gulf of Mexico on a path toward the Louisiana coast. Tropical storm Laura, meanwhile, battered the eastern portion of Cuba. The Dominican Republic moving across that area, following a path likely to take it to the same part of the U.S. coast as also as a potential hurricane.
If Laura's happened to forecast to make landfall close enough to Marco, would have overlapping warnings for different storms. So that's an interesting thing that we did not encounter here very often at all. Very, very rare.
Andy Latto from the National Hurricane Center. It appears the storms will not be hurricanes simultaneously. Something researchers say has never happened in the Gulf of Mexico, at least since records began being kept in 1900. Meanwhile, wildfires in California are sure affecting a lot of people.
240,158 of people that have been affected, whether it's they've been evacuated or they are under an evacuation warning.
That's the Cal Fire spokesman, Bryce Bennett. That's led to another problem, though, looters taking advantage of empty houses. Police in Santa Cruz County, south of San Jose, arrested at least five people in a car that was loaded with stolen merchandise pilfered from local homes. Police around the state are continuing to monitor the situation. Renovations to the White House Rose Garden have been finished just in time for the moment in the national campaign spotlight. First Lady Melania Trump delivers her Republican National Convention speech Tuesday night from the garden, famous for its proximity close to the Oval Office. Police forced protesters away from law enforcement building early Sunday in Portland, Oregon, but they did skirmish, rocks and bottles thrown, police injured. A riot was declared and 14 arrests were made, going on 80 days now in the Rose City. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Sentencing coming for the man who committed mass murder at a mosque in Christchurch, New Zealand.
More than 60 survivors and family members will this week confront the white supremacist who committed the worst atrocity in the country's modern history. Aya Omari is the sister of one of the victims who's preparing to meet her brother's killer.
There's no words that can explain the atrocity of what we went through, and it's something that we have to do.
Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern, who was praised around the world for her empathy and leadership after the attacks, has said the sentencing would be hard for the victim.
I don't think there is much that I can say that is going to ease just how traumatic that period's going to be.
Clarence could become the first person in New Zealand to be sentenced to life imprisonment without the possibility of parole. I'm Karen Chamas.
Check out more breaking news, read the best analysis at townhall.com. Two drivers seem to have formed a nice rivalry in the NASCAR Cup Race Series.
Denny Hamlin won the first leg of the doubleheader at Dover International Speedway on Saturday, and then on Sunday, Kevin Harvick took the checkered flag in the second leg.
We all want to beat each other on the racetrack, and when you have that type of rivalry that is really making you perform at the top of your game, it brings out the best in everybody.
Pulling ahead of his 2020 rival and bringing their combined season win total to 13 of 25 races. Harvick owns 7 of those wins and clinched the Cup Series regular season playoff as the series heads to Daytona International Speedway.
As we've seen in the past, these playoffs can get pretty crazy. People can get on runs and you can get in trouble in a heartbeat.
Following Harvick to the line on Sunday was Martin Truex Jr., who has 7 top threes in a row. 7-time champion Jimmy Johnson, who retires at the end of the season, finished 3rd. I'm Jerry Jordan.
At the Brickyard Sunday, Takumo Sato wins the Indy 500 under yellow. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Do you have a crazy schedule and can't seem to get to a class to qualify for your CCW, CCW renewal, or maybe learn to use that new firearm you just purchased? Consider a private class with NFI. Learn to shoot a handgun, rifle, shotgun, or even a BB gun. Classes are taught by an instructor that you choose on your dates and location. Give NFI a call at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and I'll see you at the range.
For over 45 years, Clyde's Home Entertainment is the place people turn to for locally owned expert advice on electronics that turn your home into a theater. Clyde's goes the extra mile for their customers. They have a huge selection of audio and video accessories and equipment. Whether it's the latest 4K television or a hard-to-find accessory, Clyde's is the place for all your home electronic needs. Clyde's is a full-service dealer for Samsung, Klipsch, Yamaha, LG, and more. They offer full-service Dish Network. Be sure to ask about the current monthly specials. The original, and still the best, Clyde's Enterprises, 1250 Hartnell and Reading. They have it all. 221-4144. That's 221-4144. Clyde's.
To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Ready and anxious to go through the top stories this week from Talkers Magazine. This is the DJV interpretation. With the DJVers, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, here to go through the charts for the week of August 17th to the 21st from Talkers Magazine. There are a lot of things that have happened this week. Changes here, changes there. Sometimes week to week, the countdown may not seem as if it's that different because a lot of the issues, certainly the last 4, 5, 6 months, have been the same or related. Not necessarily this week. There are a lot of things in the story list this week and people list that hopefully we'll have time to get to, ladies, in this hour with your comments and observations. Let's start at number 10, the situation with the wildfires in California, because I've been in California this week, and Jennifer, you're there all the time. The wildfires and the annual, it's a ritual, these fires. And the fact that they were set is so, it's just.
Well, not all of them, so, actually. So,
well, you know what I mean.
No. In the northern part of, there is one fire that was set that we know of by a homeless person, and that person's been apprehended. But there are 367 fires burning right now in the state that they know of because the smoke is so bad. Imagine this. They can't even get an idea from the air of all the fires that are burning because the smoke is so heavy. But up in northern California, where many of these fires are breaking out, there have been lightning strikes, like thousands of lightning strikes, and that has been actually setting off these fires. Now, it is propelled by a lot of uncleared brush. When I was growing up, I've said this to you for years and years and years.
It's the same story year after year.
When I was growing up,
oh my God,
every year the fire department would come and say, you have to clear your brush, you have to do this, you have to do that. Now that is gone. And so it's really poor mismanagement, certainly, and firefighters are stretched really thin this year, more thin than in other years. They're bringing in resources from out of the state.
And you,
they did, actually, last time, but yes, that's right.
Yeah,
I don't know that they're doing that because of coronavirus.
Well, there's a huge COVID outbreak with the prisoner firefighters, which sounds ridiculous that prisoners are firefighters, but there was a huge outbreak and so of the virus, and so now you guys are even more shorthanded. So it sounds like it's just a mess.
Wow. All right, number nine. Victoria, you carried or covered this in a conversation we had on the weekday DJV program. So if you'd like to bring us up to speed on what Stephen Bannon has been charged with, there's a sleazebag and a half, man. If this guy didn't always reek of being a sleaze, now you understand by listening to this, if you haven't heard the story yet, why he certainly fits the bill.
Yeah. So what Steve Bannon is accused of, he was arrested this week, and he is charged with federal fraud and money laundering. Prosecutors allege that he and three other people diverted funds from donations made to a nonprofit group called We Build the Wall. And so essentially they went and they did fundraising for this nonprofit, where people gave private money to build the wall in Mexico, or between the U.S.-Mexico border, and then they wanted to essentially finance it privately for sections of it. And then apparently they created sham invoices, sham accounts. They laundered a portion of almost $25 million in these nonprofit funds. That's how much money they raised. And
how do guys like this get to be so prominent? How do people obviously...
I don't know anything about Steve Bannon's background, to be honest. I have no idea. I know he was at Breitbart or was the head of it or whatever, but I don't know his background. But prosecutors are saying that at least $1 million that they've tracked was funneled from Bannon to a separate nonprofit in order to conceal the money, and essentially he spent it on, he was on a yacht off the coast of Connecticut. Brian Kolfage, the organization, We Build the Wall, that organization, the founder and president, he paid for personal home renovations with this money, among other items. They had a group GoFundMe page that they were raising even more money. That was deleted on Wednesday of this week. So each, the maximum sentence for each charge is 20 years. Four of these guys have multiple charges. So if they're found guilty, they're probably all going to jail for a very long time.
Yeah. All right. Well, couldn't happen to a nicer guy. As far as I can
right.
I see.
Well, and just to tell the complete story, he said he didn't do it. So
well, that's what I'm saying. Allegedly, and, you know.
I mean, I think we have to wait and see how it all plays out, because there has been, as you know, a lot of people who use their position of power in the government to go after their opponents.
Yep, that's very true. No question about that. That one, you're right on that one, on that side of it, Jennifer. Number eight, our relationship with China and others. You know, what comes to, well, I think last week during this time, and almost in this position, there was a story about Israel making a deal with the United Arab Emirates. This week, they made another deal with, I forget what the country was, but for those who are down on Benjamin Netanyahu because of his politics or political point of view, I would say that maybe people ought to stand back a little bit and see how these things are happening. I have not talked to too many of my friends over there about the specifics that involve these deals, but when I see Hamas trying to blow things up after the announcement of these sort of peace accords, that means there's something good to them. So
from what I hear, they're actually more on the way, and that they'll be revealed over the next couple of weeks, more countries coming into this.
Yeah.
And I just have to say, this is the bit of hypocrisy that drives people like me nuts, and that is that if President Obama brokered a deal like what the Trump administration did, he'd be handed a Nobel Peace Prize. Instead, mm-hmm. people try to downplay it, and they don't give Trump the credit that he deserves for this.
But why is that? When did all this? That's a good thing for us to examine for a moment or two. When and where and how did it get to the point that there is it, right now it's skewed toward the negative stuff is skewed toward Republicans, the Republican administration, people who are left of center think that people who are right of center are no good. Not that that hasn't always been the case, but, you know, there used to be the Republicans would made a lot of noise about the lefties. But what brings about this particular in this league? Do you can you go back, Jennifer, and point to the issue or the time when the switch was flipped so that there was this complete overtaking of the news
media?
No
way. It started in the Bush administration, and it started, I think it started.
Was it Iraq?
Well, the divide, I think.
It started?
Well, I think the divide in our country started, well, the divide has always been there, let's be honest. It's really
yeah,
had
but
people
not
come
like
together based on
not
world
like
events.
Now,
but
yeah.
we
At
have multiple platforms
War.
That are, okay, we have platforms that are playing into it that weren't always there. People can say whatever they want on Twitter. They can say whatever they want on Facebook. That adds to the feelings of division. Whenever you look at social media, you turn on and you see somebody with a very strident view. Okay, so that's number one. There are things at play that we never had before. But, and we also have a 24-hour news cycle, which plays up all of this. So you have those two things going on. But I really believe that the most recent crack happened in Iraq when, and this I think Democrats believe there was blood in the water when the weapons of mass destruction thing. They backed away from Iraq, even though every single one of them voted for it, Hillary Clinton included, to go into Iraq. They all backed away. They saw the blood in the water, and then they started trying to divide and use that against Republicans, even though everybody was unanimously in favor of going into Iraq for the most part. I think only Bernie Sanders was one that
yeah,
didn't want to go
so.
In. And quite frankly, President Trump, as a private citizen, said it was a mistake. So then you go into President Obama's world, and I don't think people saw a big effort of Obama to try to unify anybody. I think there was this idea that there was somebody who was up there morally trying to look down on people who had different beliefs. And that's what bothered me, I guess, just and I don't think I'm the only one about the convention this week is that there wasn't a lot of meat to chew on. It was a lot of Trump hatred and then a lot of people saying, well, if you don't agree with me, you're a bad person or you don't believe in love or you don't believe if we have a difference of opinion. And that homogenized way of thinking is really dangerous. We should be able to celebrate that we're different instead
yes.
of making everybody have the same thought, because the
but
truth
think
is that
the
no
RNC
one is 100%
going,
right.
Do you
yeah,
think
I
that
think the
RNC
is actually going to focus on substance? I really do.
Well,
I think there'll be
I was
going to
say
Biden,
unification.
Certainly.
Do you
no,
think that there's
the
going to be, like, let's embrace people on the left? Because as a person on
the
left,
the messages,
I haven't gotten any of that.
The messages at the DNC did nothing to make me feel like I would be a part of anything if any of these people won.
No,
so
I agree
the idea
with
that you're
yeah.
running, I mean, there was no effort to bring other people into this umbrella. It was all about how terrible I am because I've backed up Trump, or how terrible I am because I don't agree, or how hateful I am because I have a different opinion. And so, yeah, it's hurtful to me because I don't think that there's going to be unity for the next 4 years, no matter what.
Do you, and we don't have a crystal ball, but do you suspect or do you think that the RNC is going to offer something for someone like me? Do you think that I'm going to feel like I'm included in anything there?
It's going to reach out, I think, more to the middle. The people
I think that's
and we have to see. I just
I think
there is going to be more substance offered by the Republicans, yes, because they're going to talk about the economy, law and order, and safety. And so, yes, I believe there'll be more substance than we got from Democrats. That being
said,
the split with Obama, I think, started, and then we had Trump come in, and no one wanted to work with him either, and here we are today.
Yeah. Coming up. The number 8 item is a focus on the relationship we have with China, especially the Middle East was in there, but I think China is the number one focus of most people's comments. So we'll get to that in a moment here on the Talk Radio Review with Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, the DJV gang. Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience? Calitrin, why would people choose the liquid over the capsule? Is there a reason or is it just convenience?
There's really no reason. You know, it has the same benefit. The liquid is a very strong, very sweet citrus flavor, and you take a tablespoon. So it's really just the person's preference.
Now, speaking about preference, there are lots of ways to find out how this works. You can try it yourself, money-back guarantee, all that sort of thing. But if you still need to be convinced after listening to Suzanne and me, you can go to toploss.com. At the moment, there are 326 reviews by people who have actually, these are people, they're not actors, they're not phony balonies, they're really people that have called into Calitrin to say, this works for me. There's a 45-day money-back guarantee. Use the code DJV for free shipping and to get these BOGO deals. It's a great way to lose weight, the healthiest way to do it in America. Check it all out at toploss.com. Time for you to brighten up your smile, make it whiter, because if you're a coffee drinker, a tea drinker, a red wine drinker, or you're a smoker, it's taken the shine from your grin. Over the years, a lot of people have tried tooth whitening products, varying things, the strips that can take 30 minutes or more, the trays, the gels. What a mess. Here's the 5-minute solution to a bright white smile. It's called Power Swabs. Works in 5 minutes, no mess, no fuss. It's an all-natural, patented tooth detergent and whitening agent that lightens the stains in your teeth in 5 minutes. You snap open the tube, swab your teeth, and start smiling again. And you do it every 5 or 6 days, it really will change the way you look. Power Swabs, remove the stains. Go to powerswabs.com and use the code DJV10 to get 40% off plus another $10 and free shipping. That's powerswabs.com. Use the code DJV10. All right, Doug came up with some stuff this week that's pertinent to number 8, and that is all of the things that we need to take back from China, the supply chain. How many people realize, this is putting it into perspective in a manner of speaking, that we last year spent $186 billion buying things, computer electronics made in China, $50 billion buying electrical equipment made in China, $44 billion with manufacturing equipment made in China, basic machinery, $38, $39 billion, clothing, $30 billion, fabricated metal, $27 billion. Furniture, $27 billion. Transportation equipment, $22 billion. Chemicals and drugs, $22 billion. Plastic and rubber products, $21 billion. Leather and similar goods, $27 billion. We spent $540 billion last year buying crap made in China. That seems to me to be something that ought to put people right on their heels. Understanding that, and that the trade, we only spent, $120 billion buying, they only spent $120 billion buying stuff from us. So that ought to put it all in perspective, I think. 21 after the hour.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
What's hot for business this week at Staples?
Small prices, big savings.
Help your business go big with amazing prices from Staples.
From paper and ink to masks and hand sanitizer.
This week at Staples, get 20% off your in-store purchase of all PPE products, like hand sanitizer and masks. Go to staples.com/20offPPE for your coupon.
Plus, you can shop in-store or pick up curbside.
Save big this week at Staples.
Ends 8/22. In-store only. Exclusions apply. See store for details. Curbside available in most stores.
Our veterans risked it all to protect our freedom. One of the best ways to say thank you is to volunteer to support them. At a time in history where kindness is a virtue, volunteering means a lot. For over 47 years, Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization, with the support of citizens like you, have delivered therapy kits to veterans who need them. To volunteer or learn more, visit HealVets.org. That's HealVets.org.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
About 23 after the hour. This is the DJV overview of the hot hits of talk radio. Our talk radio review, which is coupled with a conversation that Michael Harrison and I have every week on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, going through the stories that are always published at Talkers Magazine, Talkers.com. In fact, is where you go to see this list every week, should you want to, should you desire to see it, the story list, the people list. We're at number 7, the Black Lives Matter movement and race relations in our country. Observations, I made mine, I think it was early in the week or maybe it was last week, when I was talking about the article from Dorothy Roberts, the idea, as I put forth, black jeans, white jeans, all the same, the Black Lives Matter. I got involved in a conversation with my dentist, as a matter of fact, who's an Asian. And so we got to talking. She's from South Korea. And, she knows I do a radio program, and she's curious about my take on things. So she asks questions, and I give her my spin. And she more wants to know what people are saying about this. Is it all about Black Lives Matter? And because she feels, and other friends of hers who are here as normalized citizens, that their lives matter. So what about, why can't we have Korean Lives Matter?
In my neighborhood and in my community, we have a heavily Hispanic community. And what I've noticed from people in my circles on social media, at least, people who have come here to this country from Mexico, and particularly, and have come here and have worked and have worked hard and have made something, seem to be really resentful of the BLM movement. And it's not just like one person. I've actually seen this a lot in my feed.
I sensed it a little this week too.
Yeah, that's what's really weird about being here, because we are such a melting pot and we have so many different people from other places. And there is a lot of tension because of it. And that's not something that's
made up. Then they're foreign people who don't understand the history of America. So, you know.
If we're going to be a melting pot.
But they see America as the land of, they see America as opportunity, and they feel that everybody here has opportunity. And
because they came here willingly, not as slaves. So they came here and they have had opportunity.
The
slave movement is over. There are black people aren't slaves today.
The backfire of this movement is that it makes people feel like they still are slaves. And you said something earlier about how it's driven by white people. It is. The Black Lives Matter movement is actually driven by white people who feel guilty.
I was watching an episode of Shark Tank last night on the plane on the way back here. There was a black man who grew up in Brooklyn. He was an orphan. He grew up with nothing. He worked he lived on the streets. He survived by getting cans out of garbage buckets and selling them so he could feed himself. He went on to accomplish fabulous things in high school, got a full scholarship to Harvard, became an entrepreneur in some field that wasn't related at all to what he was doing on Shark Tank. But he brought an idea in there, and he talked readily about his skin color and what he fought as a kid growing up and how he survived and how he made it with all these things against him. and the embrace that he got from the five people at Shark Tank, and how he made it, ultimately he was able to sell whatever his idea was. But it was just a story that you could see, you could fit any number of people into it who survived because they had the will to survive or wanted to survive. And he talked about, you know, how it, even though he was black and had all kinds of things going against him, he just decided himself that he was going to take nothing and make something out of it. And I just thought, you know, it could apply to anybody. It applied to my father, who was an orphan, too. So that's where the black and white stuff, I kind of put an X through it when it comes to some of these things. At any rate, we move on and carry on in a matter of moments here on the Talk Radio Review.
Most of us have been spending a lot more time at home recently. And now's the time to join the millions of Americans who've changed the quality of their sleep with MyPillow. Right now, get buy one, get one free pricing on MyPillows, MyPillow towel sets, roll and go anywhere pillows, duvet covers, Giza pillowcases, bolster pillows, and neck pillows. Just go to the Radio Listener Specials page at MyPillow.com and use promo code DJV. If you order Mike's book, your entire MyPillow order will ship for free. Plus, he'll give you a $25 gift card for your next purchase. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free on pillows, duvets, and more from MyPillow. Go to the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV. Don't miss this incredible opportunity to buy one, get one free. That's the Radio Listener Special page at MyPillow.com, promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone? Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense cast on your favorite podcast app.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
KCNR is proud to announce that we are now live at 96.5 FM, as well as online, and as always, heard on 1460 AM. Weekday mornings, wake up with the Sue McClain News Hour, followed by Free Fire Radio, your talk radio station at the epicenter of change in downtown Reading. 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. Noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. 3 to 6, the hard-hitting constitutional expert, Mark Levin. Monday through Thursdays at 6 p.m., local shows feature everything from the paranormal to pop culture to unsung heroes of our area. 7 to 9, Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. And finish your weekday with the Chris Plant Show, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. KCNR, now on 96.5 FM, 1460 AM, and always online. More than ever, we're your locally owned, community-connected talk radio.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The View, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Home Helpers of Reading is now hiring. They are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community and are looking to add to their award-winning team of caregivers. If you're interested in flexible hours with opportunities for full or part-time work, we invite you to apply to join the Home Helpers team. Apply today online at readinghomehelpers.com or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, serving our community for 16 years, and we look forward to meeting you.
Dr. Farrell in Palisadro is now making dental work more affordable by offering a dental discount savings plan annual membership. The dental discount savings plan is simple, straightforward, and includes 20% off all treatment, such as emergency limited exams, restorative work, fillings, crowns, partials, bridges, dentures, and periodontal treatment, a comprehensive exam, oral cancer screening, a TMJ exam, a periodic exam, and two sets of x-rays, along with cleaning and two fluoride treatments. The program is a discount plan, not a dental insurance plan, and is only available at the office of Dr. Farrell. The Dental Discount Savings Plan annual membership provides immediate eligibility. No yearly maximum, no deductibles, no claims to submit, no limitations for pre-existing treatment, and no waiting periods. Children on the plan must be 15 years or younger. Some restrictions apply. Membership prices may vary. Contact Dr. Farrell, located at 9461 Deschutes Road, Suite 2 in Palisadro. Call 547-57 to make an appointment today. That's 547-5757.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Observations worthy of note, if you will, worth your time to spend some time listening to us each week. Take an overview, standing back, if you will, with the chart, items and information here. Talkers Magazine does the research. We do the conversation. Number six on the list of all the economic challenges, and I'm just guessing here as we take this apart, who knows anything more about the stimulus, because isn't our economy at the moment kind of hanging in the balance, waiting to hear?
Feels like it. That's a great way to describe it. It feels like it.
So there's
not a huge update because Congress is gone. It doesn't seem to be.
Did the Democrats this week talk about any of this stuff at the Democratic National Convention?
No.
Did any of this sort of thing came up?
They didn't.
At all?
And the other thing they didn't talk about was any of the violence in major cities. There are a lot of missing things in that. But certainly the message I heard, and maybe Victoria, you heard something different. I watched all four nights. Every minute I watched, and I heard a lot about how Joe's going to bring back jobs, but there wasn't a lot of plans. And then he actually said, well, I'm going to bring back manufacturing jobs. Well, what's laughable, it was actually the Obama administration that cut manufacturing jobs. So I think there's a credibility issue. It's one of the reasons Trump won in Ohio and in Pennsylvania, because so many manufacturing jobs have been cut. They saw him as a ray of light. So I didn't hear any real plans as to how to get the economy going again.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, it just seems to be this kind of a foggy, vague situation we find ourselves in, because a lot of people are looking for some answers or some leadership. Doesn't seem to be anything.
Well, what Trump has said is that they're going to that he'll do an executive order for stimulus checks to get those going, but the problem is that is an executive order that could be challenged because the president doesn't have the power to do that. Congress
money.
Does because it's the power
right.
of the purse.
Money.
So
yep.
what Trump did a couple of weeks ago, I believe, arguably, and look, I'm not a lawyer, but I think you could argue that he had the right to do what he did, but there is some gray area. This one would be a violation of what a president can do, but the question would be, is there any Democrat willing to come out and say to challenge the executive order in court? Because they'd win, but then they'd also look like they were keeping money from the American people. So one way it may get done is through executive order, but there may be a challenge.
One of the things that is worthy of note is how the economic reality is affecting businesses. And I can point to any number of things, but the American Airlines story this week that we were talking about a little bit, Victoria, dropping service to 15 cities.
Yeah.
This is going to happen. You'll see every airline dropping service to smaller cities because they can't make it work. They can't make service between big cities work. And if there isn't some kind of economic support or challenge. I was on the plane coming back last night from Los Angeles. The flight attendant said, if you went to work, anybody who's gone to work for Delta, for United after 1999's job is in question. Pilot, anybody, mechanic, if you came, the people with seniority from 1999 and back have a job. If you were hired by United after 1999, whether you're a flight attendant, whether you're a pilot, whether you work on the planes, whether you handle baggage, your job is in jeopardy. So you can see that that's going to be one of the areas. I'm sorry?
Was your flight full?
Are you kidding?
No.
First class was full, or almost full. They saved the first two seats for the flight attendants now because they want them not to sit next to each other in the jump seats. So In the back of the plane, I think there were 28 people and a plane that holds 194. Mm. So that's, you know, And that's you. I think you're seeing a lot of that sort of thing.
But there's so much. See, I think hospitality and retail are going to be the toughest ones because it's not just the shutdowns in some of these cities. It's people's fear. There's been so much fear-mongering that people are afraid. There was a survey that just came out this week that said that your chance of getting coronavirus on an airplane actually very, very low.
It's nil.
And
yep.
Yet what have we been told? People are scared to death to travel. And I'm not pointing fingers because, look, I've been through this the last few weeks, and it's scary. Why is it scary? Because of all the stories that we're hearing,
you know what,
there's
Jennifer,
a lot of fear built up.
Right. You know what? When you really get down to the coronavirus and what is real about this, have you talked to Jack Stockwell, who's one of the doctors associated with the DJV program and the Good Day Health Show that we run every weekend at gooddayhealthshow.com? You can get the podcast. I'll put a little plug in for that. And Ken Kronhaus, who's also the other doctor. Both of them will agree that we've gotten to a point now where not much that most people do is going to change whether they get this or they don't. Yep, wearing a mask makes some sense and distancing.
Because
but if you're, unless Ken says, unless you're, he used a figure of 75 or older, some people say 85 or older, and you're out of shape, you're very vulnerable to it, no matter whether you wear a mask or you don't. There was one child who died in California, I think this past week, of the virus, who was so sick, who had so many challenges physically and otherwise, that this person could have gotten a cold and died. So the putting things into perspective now is something that is the job, hopefully, of people like us who can look at things objectively and say, this is really what it's all about.
Well, I'm focusing on therapeutics because if we do believe that people are going to get it, which I believe, even if you try hard, you're still gonna get it. That what are you gonna do to treat it so that you don't have that most, you know, the worst possible outcome?
The number five.
I love that remdesivir worked for your mom. You know, that's encouraging because your mom is the first person that I know of, like personally, who's used it and you know with you know for whom it's worked. So that's important to know. The FDA has kind of, I don't know why, but the FDA this week announced that they've put the brakes on, or I think it was the CDC, they put the brakes on the plasma treatment. And I have actually heard two different stories of the plasma treatment working in New York, so I'm not sure what the reason for that is.
The medical community, the nerds, if you will, the ones who are, the guy who runs the health department in my community is a complete wonk, and all he does is look at stuff that comes from various sources, and that's how he makes up his mind. Not whether it's real or whether it has practicality in our community. And I think you can carry that through. Number five this week on the countdown is a focus on what's going on in education. Another example of people running willy-willy, running out of the house. Oh, no! When kids go back to school. Youngsters, my grandson is starting kindergarten today. It's online. And he learned, he met his classmates online, the teacher online. And my daughter, who is a college professor, is teaching at UCLA out of her office because she's the only one. There are hundreds of profs at UCLA. None of them want to go back into the building because it's easier to teach from home. Megan said, I'm going to my office and teach from there because at least it feels like I'm going to work.
Yeah. And at least she has the option because some schools are not even giving teachers that option.
Right.
And so then you have teachers with kids who are trying to figure out how to get them distance learning and how they're supposed to teach.
But the political correctness here is the point, Jennifer and Victoria.
Believe me, I'm living it.
I mean, in California, it's absurd what's going on. Absurd.
And I don't know if you heard this while you were here, but the governor, because the state is in such bad trouble and everything shut down and, you know, there's no revenue being generated and the state has been already in a very precarious position because of unfunded pension liabilities. The governor was supposed to take a pay cut like he asked all government workers to do. He was supposed to everybody was supposed to take a 10% pay cut. He didn't take his.
Really?
Everybody else took a 10% pay cut. He didn't take his. He also was gifted a home and didn't even pay taxes on it. So there's a lot of good for thee and not for me out there.
Well, one of the things that's a problem, I don't know how, I think it's reflected in areas where unions are stronger, teachers just say, we're not going back to work. But yet they expect to get paid. So You know, what's that? How are they putting, now I'm not saying everybody is doing this because it isn't, it's not everybody, but there are too many people who put themselves first instead of the children. Isn't that what teaching and being involved with students like that is supposed to be about? It's supposed to be about the children, not about you and your job.
Right,
is it what I miss
here? But everyone should be paid fairly for the job that they do. And so there are, I have my best friend.
Which means a lot of teachers in California should be paid nothing. Because
okay,
they're not
well,
doing
in
a
New
damn
York,
thing.
My best friend is a teacher in New York at a private school. They they are going back into the classroom, and
right.
so but she also has to do. They're asking a lot of teachers. They all had to take pay cuts, and her workload has doubled. So she has to teach in person in the classroom at, for like 3 days a week, and she has to also still
well, why
do
was her pay
online.
Cut? The tuition's cut. They
yeah, because parents pulled their kids out of the school.
Oh.
So they lost. It's a small private school. They have 400 students. They lost 100 students. So when you lose 100 students,
it's a big
you know,
hit.
They have
yeah,
to.
What are you going
to
do?
Right. They have to make pay cuts. Right. But they're also asking her to basically double her workload. She has two small children who also need to be educated, and she has to teach in the classroom, and then she has to do online teaching as well. So it's, you know, maybe California is different, but, you know, in New York and then in New Jersey, they're still trying to decide if kids are going to go back in person or not. It's
well, around here, it's
going to
be a double.
District.
It's like they're going to approach it from both sides, but anyway.
Like a staggered kind of schedule. Yeah.
Yeah, right. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show, an overview of the stories now from Talkers Magazine. At number 10, the focus on the wildfires on the West Coast and the weather in general. At number 9, Steve Bannon being arrested as a fraudster. Number 8, our relationship with China. Number 7, Black Lives Matter and race relations in general. And the whole focus on the politically correct movement. Number 6, our economic challenges, the stimulus, where or where is the stimulus. Education and the situation with COVID and whether to get youngsters back in school is number 5. Healthcare and vaccines, number 4. All of the things surrounding who will get the COVID as we continue to try to eradicate all of that and how to do it. The Postal Service is number 2. And the presidential race with the Democratic National Convention at the forefront of that, number 1 this week. That's the story list, courtesy of the work done at Talkers Magazine. Okay, we've got COVID stuff and the Postal Service coming up here. It's 44 past the hour on the Talk Radio Roundup.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Vivian Williams. The temporomandibular joint, or TMJ, lets you move your jaw up and down and side to side.
If you press just right in front of your ear and you open and close, you can feel a little bulge.
That bulge, says Dr. Jonathan Fillmore, is the TMJ. And just like a knee, hip, or other joint, you can have issues. That's called TMD, or temporomandibular disorder.
You can have problems with jaw posturing or with grinding and clenching. Those commonly will cause problems associated with the powerful muscles that close your jaw. In some cases, those can contribute toward having problems with the joint itself.
Dr. Fillmore says over time, a lot of TMDs resolve on their own. If the problem is with the muscles around the joint, physical therapy and other conservative treatment may help. Only if the problem's with the joint itself is surgery an option. For more information, talk with your healthcare provider or visit mayoclinic.org.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune supporting cofactors magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild, age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
There's no question vitamin D supports a healthy immune system. And there's no question millions of Americans are deficient in vitamin D. The only question is, why aren't you taking Advanced Vitamin D from Purity Products? Advanced D is doctor-formulated with a clinically validated 5,000 units of vitamin D3, plus immune-supporting cofactors, magnesium, zinc, and boron. And best of all, try Purity's best-selling Advanced D today for less than $20. That's right, get your 30-day starter bottle of Advanced Vitamin D for only $19.95. And when you call right now, you'll get free shipping plus a free Ultra Pure Fish Oil. Don't go around deficient in vitamin D any longer. To claim your Advanced D, visit PurityD.com. That's PurityD.com. Or call 1-800-484-5947. That's 1-800-484-5947. One more time slowly, 1-800-484-5947.
The people list now from Talkers Magazine, published in Talkers at Talkers.com. Every week it's a new list. The people list this week includes Tom Brenneman, the sportscaster, the Reds broadcaster from Cincinnati. Steve Bannon is number 9. Vladimir Putin is number 8. Louis DeJoy is number 7. Nancy Pelosi is at 6. The Clintons at 5, the Obamas at 4, Kamala Harris at 3, Joe Biden at 2, and Donald Trump is where you would expect him to be, although I think last week Joe Biden beat out Trump, if I'm not mistaken, for the first time in a long... Kamala Harris. Well, one of the two. Anyway, so that's flipped back around to where it has been for a long, long time as we continue our focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio. That's the idea behind these surveys. This is the week of August 17th to the 20th in our focus here on the Talk Radio Review. I'm Doug Steffen. All right.
Can you hear us?
Excuse me. All right. The DJV is we're all too close here. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen. I got something to fix my hoarseness this week, though. While I was at the doctor's in California, I just haven't picked up the prescription yet, but it gets rid of all of this. I've been this whole season of the all of the phlegm and stuff that we're all getting because of our allergies. I found the cure. I'll let you know once I try using it.
I'm going to tell you, Countdown Extra. Countdown Extra on the DJV show this week, we talked about honey actually being more effective than even some antibiotics. So check
there
that
you
out.
Go. Check it out, DJVshow.com. Okay. Yeah. A minute or less here on the the Postal Service. The other stuff, you know, the presidential race, we've said all there is to say about that. But the Postal Service and what's going on with the rotting food and the dead animals and the chaos at the Postal Service, I think they've taken advantage. Yeah, there were a few hiccups, but I think they've gone way over the top by, you know, with the reaction to supposed cuts or reorganization or whatever it is. I think we haven't heard the last of this by any stretch of the imagination. All right, thank you, ladies. It's 10 before the hour here on the Countdown.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We've been fighting the war on drugs for a long time. We answer the phone 24/7, 365 days a year. On a busy night, we answer hundreds of calls. This war on drugs needs our intervention.
Since 2014, Addiction Hope and Helpline has helped people struggling with drugs and alcohol.
When the phone rings, we help people when they need it the most. When we get a caller into treatment, it feels good. It's a blessing.
If you're struggling, drinking, using, and need to get clean, don't suffer alone in silence. Call Addiction Hope and Helpline.
Our people understand, and many are also in recovery. Call for support and strength. You can call for someone who can't or isn't willing. It's an act of love. Together we can help you beat this thing and erase addiction from your vocabulary once and for all.
Call 800-579-6960. 800-579-6960. 800-579-6960.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BrembostoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BrembostoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years. Cancer is the number one cause of death by disease for children in the U.S. today. Since the Austin Hatcher Foundation's birth in 2006, it has grown to provide unique programs to help the children and the families affected by pediatric cancer. Support begins at the time of diagnosis and continues throughout survivorship at no cost to families. Lives touched by the foundation continue to rise each day. But we need your help. Donate, volunteer, or partner with the Austin Hatcher Foundation. Learn how you can get involved. Visit hatcherfoundation.org for more information.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
53 after the hour now. Time for the countdown of the top five items from the world of technology on Tech Talk with Victoria and Doug. Victoria Keith and Doug Steffen. I'm going to do the heavy lifting here. Number five.
Yes. I love when you do the heavy lifting of Tech Talk.
I know. Yes. I had to do it. Didn't I have to do it? I did it one day this past week because you weren't around.
Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right. So you'll save me for myself here. Number five.
Yes. Number five, when Apple introduced its iOS 14 update in June, it spent a lot of the presentation highlighting updates coming to the home screen and apps like Safari and Messages and Siri. But iOS 14 is also full of new accessibility-oriented features, which, among the most interesting, being a new capability that lets you perform actions by simply tapping the back of your phone, which is really cool, and that's a first. So it's meant for those who may face challenges using their iPhone because of their physical or motor impairments. It's called the new back tap feature, and it's going to be useful pretty much, though, for anyone looking for a quicker way to take a screenshot or launch an app. So the software update will be launching for iPhones in the fall. Typically in September is usually when their big updates happen, but you can try an early version of the update by installing the public beta form on Apple's website. I've done a lot of the beta updates on Apple. It is kind of a cool way to get early access to new features. Sometimes it's a little bit clunky because beta is literally meaning that they're testing it out still, but you can do it and it's free if you want. And so the back tap feature, like iOS 14, it brings broader sweeping changes to the iPhone, the ability to add widgets to the home screen, and you can add a new app library, automatically organizes and sorts your apps for you, which is really nice. But to be able to launch things without going through all of the motions of swiping, which most people are swiping now on their iPhones, so the back tap thing will be really cool, and we'll get more details when the official update happens in September. But again, like I said, you can go right onto Apple's website if you want to try the beta version now.
Number four is focus on Facebook.
Yep, Facebook, like a lot of other platforms, are now making it easier to find and support black-owned businesses on the platform. This new feature is part of Facebook's ongoing initiative, which was announced in June, that aims to aid black communities. Admins that manage a Facebook page for a black-owned business will have the option to self-identify as a black-owned business. There's no badge or label that will be displayed, but you will, like on Yelp, when a lot of people wanted to support black-owned restaurants, black-owned beauty brands, things like that. This is something that a lot of people are looking to do now and actively seeking this out. And so Facebook's taking a page from Yelp and from Google. Facebook also announced that it's allocating $40 million in grants provided to small black-owned businesses. Mm-hmm. And black-owned businesses with up to 50 employees can apply for the grant money on Facebook. The company will select 10,000 black-owned businesses to award the funds to. And so in June, Facebook pledged to invest $200 million to support black-owned businesses and organizations. Half of that fund was invested in small businesses, creators, nonprofits working with black communities, and then the remaining half went to suppliers.
Number three, This smacks of Big Brother to me. I don't like this.
A lot of Big Brother stuff happening right now. A company that makes a license plate reader announced a national network for law enforcement to follow car movements.
The assumption is you're a criminal. We're going to check you out.
The sad thing is this exists already in 700 cities in America.
Yeah, I know. Yep.
You know, and that's yep. And people just aren't aware. People don't. They don't know that these issues are happening in their local communities. Maybe they're not voting in local elections to prevent this from happening. But there's a spotlight on the police right now. And this is part of the reason for that. So police often rely on automatic license plate readers to track the movements of cars in their jurisdiction. A surveillance company's new initiative is going to expand those capabilities nationwide. This is called Flock Safety. They make, this is the company, Total Analytics Law Officers Network. TALON is the acronym for it, and so it's going to connect 400 different law enforcement agencies using these cameras around, like I said, there's already 700 cities involved. The ACLU has already showed that Immigration, Customs, Enforcement, ICE agents use license plate readers to track people's movements and accessing a database that logs 150 to 200 million scans every month. Big
Ugly.
Brother.
All right, number two. Secret
More
Service,
Big
why
Brother.
Are they here?
Yeah. More Big Brother. The Secret Service reportedly paid for a product called Locate X, which allows the agency to access location data from apps on people's phones. Again, most people buy the data. The Secret Service bypassed that. So this is just more and more Big Brother.
I just put a note on my copy of the story, up yours. Number one.
Number one, the big story of the week, Airbnb, in a very weird time in the economy, has filed to go public. And we'll see where it goes, but the company's valued at about $18 billion right now.
Top five items in the world of technology. Victoria Keelan, Doug Steffen, 59 after the hour.
The Top Radio Countdown.
The Top Radio Countdown Show is a production of Steffen Multimedia, produced by Bob K. Sound and Recording.
Installing a water feature is a good way to add both vitality and beauty to your yard. However, it's also important to understand the project's long-term maintenance needs. In a new video from Exmark called Go With the Flow, noted landscape designer Doug Scott discusses the benefits, requirements, and other considerations of each type of water feature. This video is part of the free series Done in a Weekend Projects and can be viewed at backyard.exmark.com.
As the nation reopens, the death toll from COVID-19 continues to rise. That's why the American Medical Association warns that everybody must continue taking precautions in order to protect themselves, family members, neighbors, and others. This includes wearing cloth face masks, physical distancing, and regularly washing hands. The AMA adds that without a vaccine, the only way to turn the tide and recapture a sense of normal is by working to...
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. One of President Trump's most influential and longest-serving advisors, Kellyanne Conway, is leaving the White House at the end of the month. Conway was Mr. Trump's campaign manager during the stretch run of the 2016 race and was the first woman to successfully steer a White House bid. She then became a senior counselor to the president. Conway says she wants to spend more time with her family. The Trump administration has granted emergency authorization for treating COVID-19 patients with convalescent plasma.
Today's action will dramatically expand access to this treatment, and I want to thank Dr. Hahn and Secretary Azar, I want to thank the FDA, all of the people that have been working very hard on this. It showed tremendous potential.
The blood plasma taken from patients who've recovered from the coronavirus is rich in antibodies and may provide benefits to those battling the disease. Newly downgraded Tropical Storm Marco is approaching Louisiana for an expected landfall sometime around Monday midday. Meanwhile, Tropical Storm Laura is forecast to move along Cuba's southern coast during the day before entering the Gulf of Mexico and heading toward the same stretch of coast later in the week, most likely as a hurricane.
It has a window of opportunity to strengthen here today, but then wind shear is going to increase, and so that might weaken the system. How much it's going to weaken it is yet to become very clear, but we know there would be some factors going against it intensifying as it's approaching the coast.
Laura caused the deaths of at least 11 people in the Dominican Republic and in Haiti while knocking out power and causing flooding on Sunday. Marco was a hurricane most of the day Sunday, but was downgraded to a tropical storm shortly after nightfall. Check out more news and analysis, both at townhall.com.
Relief Factor, effective pain relief that really, really works. How do I know that? I don't have a script. I don't have talking points. I live it. I've been taking it for a year and a half. I had a lower back pain issue that had been plaguing me for 9 years, almost a decade. I took Relief Factor for 2 weeks. Yes, 2 weeks, and my pain was gone, and it's still gone. That's the experience of tens of thousands of Americans who are taking Relief Factor right now. Don't take my word for it. See their incredible video testimonials at relieffactor.com. And then find out for yourself if this incredible drug-free product could work for you as well as it does for me and tens of thousands of Americans. It's so very, very simple. Go to relieffactor.com, order the 3-week quick starter pack. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. And I guarantee it, Dr. G's guarantee, if you take it morning and evening, as do I, for 3 weeks, by the end of that time, you will know if it works for you like it works for me.
Iran says an upcoming visit this week by the head of the UN's Atomic Watchdog Agency to Tehran has nothing to do with a U.S. push to impose so-called snapback sanctions on Iran.
It will be the first visit to Iran of International Atomic Energy Agency Director General Rafael Grossi since he took office last December and comes amid intense international pressure on the country over its nuclear program. The focus will be on access to sites thought to be from the early 2000s, before Iran signed the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. Iran maintains the IAEA inspectors have no legal basis to inspect the sites. The Iranian delegation to international organizations in Vienna tweeted that it hopes the visit will lead to reinforced mutual cooperation. I'm Zeria Shakili.
Be sure to check out the breaking news and the best analysis. Both can be found at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Mexico is trying to make it easier on tourism.
The government will now allow hotels to accept guests at 40% capacity, up from 30% previously, under pandemic restrictions. President Andres Manuel López Obrador recently visited the once glamorous resort and pledged to fix pollution problems that affect the resort's famous bay. But even if those plans are fulfilled, it will still be a long road back for Mexico's battered tourism industry. In the first quarter, tourism revenues were down 51.5%. Jeremy House reporting.
The NFL says several positive COVID-19 tests were found by one of its testing partners. The New York Jets said they had 10 false positives. The Chicago Bears said they had 9. The league has asked the New Jersey lab BioReference to investigate the results while the clubs work to confirm or rule out the positive tests. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Room.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
This podcast is for storytellers of all kinds. We discuss everything from the hero's journey to how to slog through that pesky middle section of your book. From filling out your author's toolbox to answering your questions about the craft and the industry. From magic to mayhem.
Our August series is called Diagnosis Writer. Each episode, we're taking a close look at identifying common but difficult problems and pinning down their solutions. September spotlights designing interesting characters with interesting skill sets.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
Of combined aging. And now, When Radio Was. Brought to you by RadioSpirits.com.
I'm Greg Bell, and it's Comedy Variety Time as we open with Bergen and McCarthy and later feature Red Skelton. Ventriloquist Edgar Bergen's radio career can be traced back to the mid-1930s. He was first a guest performer on Rudy Valley's show, and that appearance led to being hired on the Chase and Sanborn Hour, beginning in 1937. It would launch a two-decade radio run for Bergen and his little wooden pals led by Charlie McCarthy.
Over the years, a number of talented folks worked alongside Bergen on radio. Not only cast members, but tons of famous performers, movie stars, singers, comedians, and so on. In the episode I'm sharing with you, you not only get Bergen and McCarthy, but a lovely featured vocalist, announcer Jim Amici, Don Amici's sound-alike little brother, and a wacky comedian. Oh yeah, even an opera singer. This originally aired on the evening of November 25th, 1944.
The makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee bring you Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, and Mortimer Snerd with Professor Irwin Corey, Joan Merrill, Ray Noble and his orchestra, yours truly, Jim Amici, and Charlie's special guest, Mr. Lawrence Melchior.
Oh, Mr. Bergen?
Yes, Mortimer, yes.
I came to tell you, Mr. Bergen, that Charlie ain't here.
Oh, he's not here.
No, he's going to be late.
Oh, he's going to be late.
Yeah.
And why is he going to be late? I say, why is he going to be late?
Well, he told me to tell you, Oh, there I go again. See, he told me to tell you. I forgot what he told me to do. But he told me to be sure and tell you, though.
Yeah, well, that's very fine. Well, as long as you're here, Mortimer, I want you to meet a very famous man.
Ooh, how do you do, Mr. Bergen?
No. No, I want you to meet our guest tonight, the world's greatest opera tenor, Mr. Lawrence Melchior.
Hello, Mortimer.
Yeah, how do you do?
And this is Joan Merrill.
Well, how do you do, Mr. Melker? It's good to see you. It's been ages since I've seen a real He-Man.
Well, what about me?
Sorry. How long since you've seen one?
Oh, no.
Mortimer, Mr. Melchior opens at the Metropolitan next week. Are you going?
See, I was supposed to tell him.
I say, are you going?
No, I just got here.
No, I don't. I was saying Mr. Melchior sings Wagnerian roles.
Yep.
Yeah, such as Parsifal and Tristan and Götterdämmerung.
What's your language? All right.
Mortimer, what makes you so stupid?
Oh, I don't know. I guess I just got a knack for it.
Yeah, I get it.
Singing a special Ray Noble arrangement of A Little on the Lonely Side.
I'm a little on the lonely, a little on the lonely side. I keep thinking of you only and wishing you were by my side. You know, my dear, when you're not near, there's no one to romance with. So if I'm seen in someone else, it's just someone to dance with. Every letter that you send me, I read a dozen times or more. Any wonder that I love you?
A little.
quiet, you little rascal.
You're quiet.
What did you say? Is you is or is you ain't my baby?
Charlie, what have you got there?
What?
Good heavens, it's a baby.
Yes, Mr. Bergen, I got a baby.
Oh, my. What in the world are you doing with a baby?
Well, I... If you must know, I'm a mother.
Oh, no. Oh, I see. Well, that's why we've seen so little of you lately.
Yes, Mr. Bergen. You see, I have responsibilities now.
You must have.
Yes. Yes, life has a new meaning for me now.
Uh-huh. Well, I must say, you seem very happy over the little fellow.
Oh, yes. Baby rascal. He's brought sunshine into my life.
Yes.
And, of course, a little dampness, too. Oh, he's such a care.
Yeah, but, Charlie, you don't know anything about raising children.
Well, neither did you, Bergen. Yes. And look how wonderful I turned out.
Yes, I know. Well, if I do say so myself, I did pretty well with you.
Yeah, you still do, brother. Yeah.
Now tell me, where did you get this baby?
Well, I just got him in time. I know that. The poor little fell.
What do you mean?
Well, he's been so neglected. He needs a lot of bridge work.
Oh, don't be silly. They're not supposed to have teeth at that age.
No. Well, he's puny, though. His legs are so wobbly. He can't stand up.
Oh, he can.
No. I gotta feed him. I gotta feed him a lot of starch.
Oh, sure. Yeah.
Oh, the worries we mothers have, I tell you. No one will ever know what we mothers go through. Oh, it's just awful.
Yeah. Oh, stop. Stop that mother stuff. It's silly. Mr. Bergen, a man who sneers at motherhood is just no good. Just no good. All right. I'm sorry. Yeah. My, that baby cries a lot, doesn't he?
Yes. I figure he must have some great sorrow in his life.
Yeah. Isn't it too bad you can't understand what he wants?
Oh, I do.
Oh, you do?
Oh, yes. I understand everything the little fella says. What'd you say, honey? Yes. Sure. Yes, I know. Yeah. Yes, you'll have it, all right.
What'd he say?
Hmm?
What'd he say?
Well, it's sort of personal. Yeah. Will you hand me those safety pins?
Oh, I do. Oh, you're not fooling me.
Say, Bergen, when he grows up, you won't mind if he wears some of your clothes, will you?
Oh, of course not.
Oh, I'm glad you don't mind. He's already wearing one of your handkerchiefs.
No one. Well, Jemmy Jolly, who bathes the baby for you?
Oh, I bathe him.
Oh, you do?
Mm-hmm. I bathe him from top to the stem to stern. I dunk him.
Oh, you dunk him.
I say, look here, Charlie. Did I hear a baby crying, or am I crazy?
Well, the answer is yes, no matter how you look at it.
Well, anyhow, whose baby is it, old boy?
Well, he's mine.
No.
Yes. He's my youngest.
Well.
Isn't he a cute little tiger?
Yes. He tikes after you, doesn't he?
Now, you see, even the baby can't stand him that bad.
Yeah. Well, now, Charlie, you may not believe this, old boy, but I was a baby once myself.
No. Mm-hmm. Boy or girl?
Well, you know, frankly, I don't remember.
Mm-hmm.
But when I was a child, my parents, that includes my father and mother, of course.
Oh, I see, yes.
They were sure I grew up to be somebody.
Oh, who?
I never did quite find out, old boy. It's all rather discouraging, as a matter of fact.
Yes. Will you get out of here?
All right, now stop that. Now, Charlie, you're going to take that baby back right away.
Never.
You'll take him back.
Never, Bergen, never.
If you don't take him back, I'm going to take him back.
You wouldn't tear a baby from his mother's arms, would you? You can't.
Yes, I would.
If he goes, I goes. That's what I do.
Yeah. Oh, stop being so dramatic.
Well, I don't care.
Tell me, where did you get the baby?
Well, at the Stork Club.
No. Suppose you tell me the truth.
Well, that never occurs to me.
No, I know that.
Well, if you must know, he belongs at our hotel.
Oh, I see. You mean he lives there?
Yeah.
No, no. He's just visiting his parents.
Oh, I see.
And I get 25 cents an hour for minding him.
You get 25 cents an hour?
Yeah.
Oh, well, say that. That's easy money, isn't it?
Yeah, sure it is. I don't do just 25 cents.
Well, say, Charlie, maybe we could work out something in our spare time.
You're not going to horn in on this racket, Bertie. No, no, you don't.
Listen, Charlie, I could help.
No, you don't, Bertie.
Sorry, but.
I'm busy.
What's the matter?
I got to rinse out a few things.
No, but...
With any good meal, the flavor of coffee is an important part of the picture. But when you come to the second cup or between meals, then coffee is on its own. When coffee is on its own, coffee for coffee's sake, Chase and Sanborn makes the occasion. In the past year, more people changed to Chase and Sanborn coffee than to any other kind on the market. That's the biggest swing in coffee history. The faster tempo, the more exacting demands of the past few years have brought all this home to new thousands. We've learned that flavor and satisfaction do not show on the scales. All coffee weighs the same, and the only place to measure coffee goodness is in your cup on the table. That's where Chase and Sanborn pays off with its lavish extra flavor. So take advantage of that and get Chase and Sanborn coffee.
Let's take a short break on the Bergen and McCarthy Show. We'll be right back with more after this.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
One of the great things about digital photos is the fact that you can easily store thousands of them on your devices. But what about finding a particular photo? Well, that can be a challenge. Tag That Photo, however, runs on your Windows desktop and tags the metadata of your photos with keywords, making them easy to find. April Genong from Tag That Photo explains how it works.
If Tag That Photo had scanned all of your photos, you could do, you know, an advanced search. You could limit it by date. You could even limit it by location. As many of the tags as you have in that library that you've been using, you could really narrow it down really fast and easy to do it with Tag That Photo once you've got these tags and so forth in place. And we help automate that.
Check out tagthatphoto.com for more info. That's tagthatphoto.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-263-3403 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-263-3403. Again, 800-263-3403.
Have you ever found yourself asking, where has all the common sense gone?
Hey, I'm Mock.
And I'm Daisy.
And every week, we'll be answering the questions that you've been too scared to ask. If you feel like your kids are speaking a totally different language, or you just missed the simpler days before political correctness, this is the show for you. We're having fun with the news, because life's way too short to take it too seriously. Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
And now let's get back to Edgar Bergen and Charlie McCarthy on When Radio Was.
We are fortunate indeed tonight to have persuaded Charlie's new tutor to again give us one of his very intellectual and interesting lectures. Here he is, the world's foremost authority, Professor Irwin Corey.
Good evening. After listening to Mr. Bergen's kind words of introduction, it occurred to me that it would be presumptuous of me in one short evening. However, some of the musicians have asked me, but not this week. Because last week when I tried it out, I came out, I had to borrow. So tonight, I would like to straighten out Mr. Noble and his merry men concerning the origins of Le Jean's hop, or as we say, hop jazz. Now, many people believe that jazz began, but this is premature. It all began with a St. Louis woman who was a two-faced, a troublesome, with her diamond rings, and with a sometimes thing that got blue in the night. Sometimes. Now, unfortunately, I have with me an authentic replica of the Victor Bluebeard recording, which unfortunately, tonight. However, had I played this disc, you would have heard the boogie-woogie beat on the bass and the saxophones rising through the crescendo and going back to capistrano through diminishing fifths, diminishing thirds, diminishing quarters, dimes, nickels, pennies, ending with the brasses in the hot shop and the furniture on the sidewalk. And so, on to New York. Now, before I throw the platform open for questions, I should like very much to recapitulate a summarization of the characteristics of this phenomenon of this most interesting musical form. Now, born in New Orleans, jazz went from New Orleans to Natchez. From Natchez to Mobile. Mobile to St. Joe. River rising. That's en route to Memphis. River rising. 200 boats wanted at Hickman. 200 boats wanted at Hickman. Hot trombone needed at Paducah. Hot trombone needed at Paducah. From as far west as Idaho, down from the Turkey Bridges of the Alleghenies, the Mississippi runs to the Gulf, down the Yellowstone, down the Rock, the Malkamugas and the Black Sheep, down the Monongahela, the Kanawha, and the Mazovsky, down the Petrillo, down the Shostakovich, down the Sinatra, along the Dinosaur. We fought a war and kept the west bank of the river free of Victor Herbert forever. But there was jukebox in it all. Jukebox on the upper river. And the music went round and round and came out here. But listen to that banjo. But nick that beat. Listen to that rhythm. Listen to this telegram from Local 802. Corey, it says, we're going to send you, brother, out of this community. We're going to send you out of this world.
Yeah, Charlie, where have you been?
Oh, I had an awful time getting the baby to sleep.
Oh, I see.
My goodness, who is that big hunk of man? A truant officer?
No, Charlie. No. That's Lawrence Melchior.
A house detective?
No, of course not, no. Doesn't he remind you of something we saw last fall?
Pike's Peak?
No, Charles. No, certainly not.
What?
Well, I was thinking of when we went to the Metropolitan.
Oh, Melchior the singer.
That's right, that's who he is. And now remember, it isn't nice to make remarks about people's size or an appearance.
No. You know me. I know. Yes. All right.
Oh, Mr. Melchior.
Yes, Edgar.
Charlie has always admired you very much, and he'd like to meet you.
How do you do, Charlie?
Well, what do you say, Charlie?
Lift me up so I can see him.
No.
Well, I guess I am a big man, Charlie. I'm over 6 feet and weigh well over 200 pounds.
He's regular king-size Sinatra, isn't he?
Yeah. Mr. Melchior, Charlie was just saying that he'd hoped you would sing.
I did not. Well, oh, yeah. Yeah, wouldn't that be nice if he would?
Of course I'll sing for you, Charlie.
Yeah?
Do you have any requests?
Well, just one, Mr. Melchior.
What is it?
Don't sing too loud. It might wake the baby.
All right, I won't. I sing a number I sang in my new MGM picture, mm-hmm. Thrill of a Romance. It's called Lonely Night. And this is the first time it's been sung over the air.
No.
Wonderful.
See what you did now? You woke my baby. You and your big mouth.
I'm terribly sorry, Charlie.
Please, stop it. Yeah, Loretta, I want you to know that, you know, I have visited Denmark and Sweden, and I even talked the language, as a matter of fact.
Do friends?
Yeah, more of all, but pretty sly,
yeah. Oh, yeah, for the nanses of earth,
yeah, there they go. The melancholy Dane meets the slap-happy Swede.
All right. Charlie, that's not a nice thing to say. Don't you know that the Scandinavians are a great race of people?
Yeah.
But, of course, I personally believe that the Swedes have a little the edge over the rest of them.
Well, I always say the Danes are the greatest. Mm-hmm. And I am inclined to agree with myself.
I see.
That's nice of him, isn't it?
Well, I think you're wrong there.
Oh, you can't argue all you want. But I still admit I'm right.
I see, yes. Well, I'm not going to argue. As a matter of fact, I'll do anything to avoid an argument.
You'll even argue.
Yes, I will. Well, there's one thing. The Swedes at least gave the world safety matches.
What good are they? You can't get cigarettes.
Well, we won't split hairs. After all, we're all descendants from the Vikings.
What did they ever do?
Oh, they discovered America 500 years before Columbus.
They did? Why didn't they stay?
Because they couldn't get any room.
Oh, that must have been a wonderful experience to have been on that Viking ship that discovered America. What sturdy, courageous men they must have been to have sailed over uncharted seas through storms and wind. Four bells and everything is just yim dandy.
You gotta sit through it, folks. It makes him happy. Oh. Where are we, navigator?
Well, just a minute, Captain. Ask he'll find out. Ask he'll shoot the sun. My yingles, I missed it again.
I say, Captain, you mean you don't know where we are?
Well, the last reading was latitude 119, longitude 126, lingerie 198. I think we're somewhere in the West Indies. Oh, no. You, King Melchior, where you been, okay?
I've been below shooting dice with Eric the Pink.
Eric the Pink? You mean Eric the Red?
He was red, but I fed him.
Hello, Papa.
Hello, Captain. This is my daughter, Princess Joan.
Oh, how do you do? And I will say a nicer piece of Danish pastry as I've ever seen.
Captain, when do we see the sea serpent?
Right after the cocktail hour.
Ahoy! Ahoy there!
Oh, look, there's a man on the steerboat side in a rowboat. Ahoy there!
Ahoy there! Ahoy and all that sort of rot, don't you know? I say, what are you blokes doing out here?
Oh, we're discovering America.
No, really? Is this your first trip over?
Yeah, what are you doing out here in the ocean in a rowboat?
Well, you see, old boy, it's this way. I was punting on the Thames, you see.
Well, it looks like you punted out of bounds a little, didn't you?
Well, of course, I should be back for tiffin, but I cannot go until I shoot at least one fish.
What kind of fish can you get with a gun?
Flying fish, old boy.
Sex, yangles, and everything is still yim dandy.
It is. Suddenly, it's getting windy.
My goodness, yes, isn't they? My goodness, we're scooting right along now. There must either be a tailwind we have here or that the yet propulsion. My goodness, me, the wind has carried away the yip sheet. Oh, my goodness, the wind has carried away the poop deck. My goodness, the wind is carrying everything away.
Yeah, it carried your accent away.
Oh, 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 look, look. Look, 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 land, land.
What?
Land.
Are you sure it's land?
Yes, there's a tree.
Oh, it must be Brooklyn.
Eight bells and we have just discovered America. And we will name this country America.
We'll go down in history.
All ashore, that's going to go ashore.
You'll go down in the ocean, too. I forgot to lower the gangplank.
There's pleasure ahead when you see the cups and saucers being set on the table. Make sure you get your share. Your coffee cup can be a symbol of enjoyment every time you see it. Just fill it with Chase and Sanborn coffee. All the flavor a cup will hold. For nearly 81 years, this richer blend has been making the second cup famous. Gaining new friends, keeping faith with the old ones, creating coffee tradition. In the past year, more people changed to Chase and Sanborn than to any other coffee on the market. That's the biggest swing in coffee history. A swing to richer coffee. For a zippy, tangy wake-up cup first thing in the morning, for the deep-down, mellow richness that crowns your evening meal, have Chase and Sanborn coffee. And between times, whenever coffee is strictly on its own, there's no reason to take anything less. Get extra coffee goodness, greater coffee satisfaction. Ask your grocer for supremely delicious Chase and Sanborn coffee every time.
With the tempo of war increasing on all fronts, there's an urgent need for nurses. Here's an opportunity for all registered nurses, those who are about to graduate and who qualify as registered nurses, and senior members of the Nurses Cadet Corps up to 45 years of age to enter the service with the rank of second lieutenant. 10,000 nurses are needed immediately. Please call at your nearest Red Cross chapter for full particulars.
Be with us again next week when Edgar Bergen, Charlie McCarthy, Effie Clinker, Joan Merrill, Professor Irwin Corey, and Ray Noble and all of us will be on hand to greet Charlie's special guest, who also happens to be a relative of mine on my brother's side, Mr. Don Amici. This week, when you're buying coffee, think of us and ask for Chase and Sanborn coffee, coffee made to serve in times like these. This is Jim Amici saying goodnight from New York's Radio City.
Ladies, sometimes you miss something awful good by not taking a chance and trying it. Maybe you've always used a certain spread, the most expensive kind. Maybe you think your family won't like margarine. But you just try Fleischmann's Blue Bonnet margarine. It's new, it's different, and it's simply delicious. Blue Bonnet gives you flavor, nutrition, economy, all three. All good margarines, of course, are rich in food energy and fortified with vitamin A. They're all inexpensive, take very few points. But the thing that makes Blue Bonnet so outstanding in its wonderful flavor, so tempting, delicate, country fresh, are for your own sake, at least try Blue Bonnet. See if your folks aren't enthusiastic about it. If your grocer hasn't got Blue Bonnet in yet, keep on asking. He'll have it soon, and you'll love it.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.
KFI, Los Angeles.
From November 25th, 1944. Announcer Jim Amici's big brother, Don, had worked on the Chase and Sanborn Hour alongside Edgar Bergen in the late 30s and early 40s, but he also gained fame as a film actor. In 1939, Don Amici played the inventor of the telephone in The Story of Alexander Graham Bell. And by the fall of 1947, when that radio episode we just played was first broadcast, Don Amici was a veteran of over 40 motion pictures. Other standouts during that stretch include A Wing and a Prayer, Alexander's Ragtime Band, Heaven Can Wait, and the comedy picture It's in the Bag, starring Fred Allen and Jack Benny. By contrast, little brother Jim Amici only appeared in a couple films. He did, though, appear as the same historical character as his older brother. In 1957's The Story of Mankind, it was Jim playing Alexander Graham Bell. Moving on, folks, coming up next year on When Radio Was, Red Skelton, right after this break.
Experience love, happiness, and heartache with MusicRewind.com and Sea of Heartbreak. 60 classic country love songs in an extraordinary 3-CD set. Order it at MusicRewind.com or call 800-206-5002 and pay only $19.98 plus get reduced shipping. Just enter or mention promo code COUNTRYLOVE33. Buy Sea of Heartbreak 60 Classic Country Love Songs now. Just call 800-206-5002 or go to MusicRewind.com. Remember promo code COUNTRYLOVE33.
Please help me, I'm falling.
This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer Super Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save at least 30% off all classic radio products. Plus, get free shipping. That's right, at least 30% off and free shipping. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SUMMER30 now. Don't let the summer super sale cool off before you get at least 30% off all classic radio products online today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And remember, offer code SUMMER30. That's radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And don't forget, offer code SUMMER30. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
Freedom doesn't start in the White House. It starts in your house. Here's Helen Creeble.
Should we teach children to do well, but not too well? That is a message taught by a youth football league in Pennsylvania, which prohibits winning by more than 30 points. One coach knew his team was doing so well, they might break that rule, so he was playing the second string. But a 5-year-old who had never had a chance to run with a ball scored a touchdown anyway. And the kids played so hard they won, 36-0. Now the league wants to suspend the volunteer coach and fine him $500. Many youth sports leagues try to make sure all the kids have fun. But the only way to make sure nobody loses is to make sure nobody wins either. At least, not by too much. Instead of teaching kids to be mediocre, we should teach them to do their best.
For more information, check out our podcast at lensofliberty.org.
Welcome back to Win Radio Was, and now the pride of Vincennes, Indiana. He began on the vaudeville stages and later was a 20-year television performer. But in between, he was a radio star. This episode is from November 25th, 1947.
The Raleigh Cigarette Program, starring Red Skelton, Dave Rose and his orchestra, our singing star, Anita Ellis, Verna Felton, Loreen Tuttle, Pat McGeehan, and yours truly, Rod O'Connor. From Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, we present the star of the Raleigh Cigarette Program, Red Skelton.
And good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Hiya, Rod.
Good evening, Red.
Good evening. Wait, now you've thrown the show off timing, you know. You're just supposed to say hi, Red. Now you've put in something, we're dead.
Well, I know I'm supposed to say.
Before you said
yes,
that.
Yes, sir. I know I'm supposed to say hi, Red, but I think it's kind of silly standing up here saying hi, Red, hi, Rod, hi, Red, hi, Rod.
Well, at least they can't say we're warmongering. You would think you're Walter Kiernan or somebody.
Well, if you ever catch me saying hi there, Red, or howdy, Red, or hello, Red, you can have $10 from my salary.
Oh, I can't do that, Rod.
Why not?
10 from 7 don't go. That's better than what's written here, believe me.
Yes, sir. Anytime I say one of those corny hiya, Red, you can have $10.
Okay, it's a bet now.
Okay.
Only, but I'm superstitious about betting. I don't like an even money, you know, like that. Mm-hmm. So either make it higher or lower. Or you want it higher or lower?
Higher, Red.
Higher, Rod. That's $10 you owe me now.
That's no fair. You tricked me. I should have said lower.
Lower? How you spell lower?
L-O.
Hello, Rod. You want to ad-lib and go broke, go ahead.
Well, let's talk about something else.
All right. Hey, do you know anybody like to buy some medals cheap from the last war?
I mean, medals the kind that you pin on your chest?
Yeah.
No, why?
I hear General Myers wants to sell his good conduct ribbon cheap.
Well, I see you've been following the congressional inquiry.
Which one?
Howard Hughes, Red.
Fine, Howard Hughes, Rod. And I'll be Costello, huh? You take the high hooper, and I'll take the low hooper, and I'll be looking for a sponsor before you.
Huh? Well, I gave up the bets off. I'll give you the money after the show.
Oh, forget about it. Hey, I've got an idea how we can make a fortune, though.
Really?
Yeah, a new way of making money. You listening?
Sure, go ahead. I'm all ears.
Yeah. I knew your rabbit blood would come out sooner or later. Now, I've got a new way of presenting a program. Now, there are a lot of programs on the air nowadays with contests. Mm-hmm. Well, I've got a contest to end all contests.
How does it work?
Well, it's open to anyone who's listening to the Raleigh Cigarette Program. Raleigh listeners, this is all you have to do, is to send us $10,000 or a brand new convertible coupe or a combination radio phonograph, and we'll send you a statement of 25 words or less saying how we appreciate it. All you got to do is guess who is Mrs. Whoosh.
Well, you know, I think if you run a contest, you've got to give the people something.
Yeah?
Even if it's only something silly looking to put on their mantle.
Yeah, I know. Well, you don't have to look at me, Doc.
Let's take a brief intermission from the Red Skelton Show. We'll be right back.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
I expect it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military.
I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit. My family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. Shasta Gas has been in business for 23 years, and my daughter, Karen, has worked here for 22 of those years. She started out driving our big delivery truck, filling tanks when it was 110 degrees in the summer and in the snow in the winter. Many years ago, she moved from delivery and field work to the office with my wife, Judy. Judy is retired, and now Karen is taking over her responsibilities. To further our commitment to locally owned and family operated businesses in Shasta County, I'm introducing my daughter Karen to you, so if you call the office and I'm not here, ask for her or her husband Jason. Karen, please say hi.
Hi, this is Karen Wehunt, Chuck's daughter. Since Chuck and Judy are spending more time together outside of the business, my husband Jason and I are here holding down the fort. We are here to answer any questions you may have and to continue the great service our customers have received these many years. Please give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Do, 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 do. Do, 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 do.
those Dave Rose arrangements. Yes, sir, boy. Here I am down the radio station. I sure wish I could find one of them quiz shows. I love to stump them experts, you know. I really stump them, too. I've been on 10 of them, and not one of them could figure out what I was. They got me in the funny papers every Sunday, you know. And then, oh, there's Rod O'Connor. Howdy doody.
Howdy, Clem.
Say, where's the newsroom around here? My ma sent me out to get the weather reports and had to come in out of the rain, you know.
Weather report?
Yeah. If it ain't going to really rain, why, she's going to wash my face, you know. That's a brilliant line, isn't it? Hear anything like that again, I'll tell you.
Well, I've got a vest pocket radio here. Let's see if we can get a weather report.
Okay.
Listen.
It's going to be windy, isn't it? Huh?
No, Clem, that sound of fresh, pure moisture stands for the new, all-new Raleigh 903 cigarette.
Sounds like it's got a slow leak in its puff.
No, no, it's moisturized to cut down throat irritants.
Good.
Yes, it's moisturized to cut down those throat-irritating tars, present in even the finest tobaccos.
Well, I guess it's like me and my ma. We moisturize the milk we sell.
You mean pasteurized?
No, we don't put pasture in it. We just moisturize it. See, we put water in it. That's to cut down the strain on the churn, you know.
Well, but moisturizing with the new Raleigh 903 process is different, revolutionary.
Mm-hmm.
That's why a jury of 14 distinguished doctors agrees no other leading cigarette gives you less throat irritants than the new, richer-tasting yet milder-smoking Raleigh 903.
Yeah. Well, a lady and her little... Wait a minute, that's the wrong one. Wait a minute. When my most... Butter fingers, I can't turn one page at a time. Smoke most corn cob, it ain't my throat that bothers me. She grabs a barrel stave and irritates the seat of my britches, you know.
Well, then take my tip. I tell everybody to smoke the new Raleigh 903. Moisturized to cut down throat irritants.
Well, maybe we would...
The taste is really rich, yet the smoke is mild.
See, I memorized this and I came in to it. Maybe it can cut down the irritant of my sore nose, you know.
Uh-huh.
I've got a very irritated nose, you know.
Well, I noticed your nose was bandaged. What happened?
It got bitten.
Really?
Yeah, I tried to blow the foam off of a mad dog's mouth.
The first half of the Red Skelton Show from November 25th, 1947. We'll have the rest of that episode at the beginning of our next show. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and earlier we had Bergen and McCarthy, and one of the cast members was Professor Irwin Corey. The comedian perfected his foremost authority improvisation shtick in comedy clubs across the nation, and was a frequent performer on Bergen Show and other radio programs before he transitioned to television. He was seen on the Jackie Gleason Show in the 1950s, and later was a welcome talk show guest appearing on Steve Allen, Johnny Carson, Dick Cavett, Merv Griffin, Mike Douglas, and even David Letterman. Appearing in the occasional film, Professor Irwin Corey had a memorable cameo as the Mad Bomber in a 1976 comedy starring Richard Pryor, Antonio Fargas, Bill Duke, and George Carlin. Can you name it? I'll provide the answer and wrap up when radio was right after this.
The man in the saddle is angular and long-legged. His skin is sun-dyed brown. The gun in his holster is gray steel and rainbow mother of pearl, its handle unmarked. People call them both the six-shooter.
James Stewart stars as the six-shooter in Radio Spirit's 10-CD collection, Gray Steel.
You're going to let him kill me, huh?
Nobody's going to kill you, Robbie. Now you just sit tight.
Cash! Cash, I'm coming out!
This ain't your affair, Britt. I told you that.
It's my affair now!
Save $15 on The Six Shooter Gray Steel today. It's regularly $39.98, but when Radio Woz listeners can get it right now for only $24.98, plus get free shipping. Order The Six Shooter Gray Steel today at radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SHOOT33. This offer is available for a limited time only to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer.
The savings are heating up during our Radio Spirits Summer Super Sale. Get your biggest online discounts of the year at radiospirits.com and save at least 30% off all classic radio products. Plus, get free shipping. That's right, at least 30% off and free shipping. Go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and use offer code SUMMER30 now. Don't let the Summer Super Sale cool off before you get at least 30% off all classic radio products online today. Just go to radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248 and remember offer code SUMMER30. That's radiospirits.com or call 800-833-4248. And don't forget offer code SUMMER30. This offer is available for a limited time to U.S. residents only and cannot be combined with any other offer. Offer does not apply to DVDs, books, merchandise, or music.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by ASUS.
You've got a small business, and it's time to build your presence online. So where to start? GoDaddy is the world's largest website creator and domain registrar, and they've got everything you need. GoDaddy's Anne Aragon fills this in.
GoDaddy is a great place to come and build your online presence. So you start with a domain, but a domain is really just the space you're reserving on the Internet to do something with. So it might be a future idea. It might be, you know, something that, again, you're investing in different domain names that you think might be popular down the road. But the biggest use case scenario would be for someone that is actually coming in to build their business presence online. And so with GoDaddy, you can come in and get your domain, but you also get your website. And we've got a lot of different flavors of website builders depending on what your needs are. But these would be, you know, things that you can use to put yourself online, market your business, and communicate with your customers.
Check it out at GoDaddy.com.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by ASUS.
Welcome back. Before we took a break, I was talking about the wacky comedian Professor Irwin Corey. He was a regular cast member for a time on the Bergen and McCarthy Show. I mentioned he also did some film work from time to time, including playing the Mad Bomber in a 1976 comedy starring Richard Pryor, Antonio Fargas, Bill Duke, and George Carlin. It was Car Wash. Hey, by the way, Irwin Corey turned 98 in the summer of 2012. Well, I'm Greg Bell, and that'll do it this time around. But hey, folks, please visit us at the website, whenradiowoz.com. Until next time, I bid you farewell.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.